than in the Honda last year. So, I stand corrected. He would be another along
there
with Shigeki, so we mailed him the prizes as well.
Very nice.
And
very nice.
Lovely wife, Stephanie. So, all is good. All right, 943 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Remix of the Rat, next.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket says, it's okay to claim bragging rights for riding this blimp.
I think you're really cute.
It's the Outback Steakhouse Bloomin' Onion Blimp. And you and a friend are in for the ride of a lifetime with Corby, Friday, October 8th, Texas OU weekend. You'll win lunch at Outback Steakhouse. No rules, just right. The ride in the blimp and a pair of tickets to the popular Big 12 game at the Cotton Bowl. Click on theticket.com.
6WOOF or at WolfgangDDC.com. That's Wolfgang. Doggy Daycare.
That's all you want is three Olive Garden favorites. Because at Olive Garden, when you're here, you're family.
The Ticket.
The Rangers fall to the Mariners 8-3 the final, but that was only part of the story. Dearest 12 Scott, Whiskey, and Lone Star McKinney bringing the ticker. Ichiro breaks the single-season hit record. He gets hit number 258 and 259 in the game. Buck Showalter says it wasn't the best day for pitcher Ryan Preece.
It's unfortunate because Ryan's been he's been a big reason we've had opportunities we've had this year. And tonight wasn't his night. Got out of the inning early and just was a little flat with his stuff. Didn't have a normal sink.
Rangers have lost five of their last six games. Army has struggled recently, having the nation's longest losing streak, dropping 18 in a row. But this year they're coached by Bobby Ross, and TCU head coach Gary Patterson thinks Ross is legit.
He has those guys playing hard. Just reading his comments, he wasn't satisfied up at Connecticut last week. Anytime they play at home, you got to understand that you got to get ready because they play a lot harder there in front of the core and all the stars. And every time we played up there, anytime I've been around, it's always been a great ball game.
Kickoff is at noon. Other games of note in college football, Arkansas playing at number 16 Florida at 11. Texas Tech taking on number 2 OU at 11:30. Baylor playing at Texas at 11:30. Iowa State takes on Oklahoma State at 1 o'clock. LSU playing Georgia at 2:30. You've got Middle Tennessee State at North Texas at 6. K-State taking on A&M at 6. And SMU playing number 23 Boise State at 7. You can do that game right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. And checking out some of the playoff races in Major League Baseball, particularly in the West, it was the Angels shutting out the A's 10-0. Alfredo Almazaga gets a grand slam for the Angels in the game. Also, the Astros beat the Rockies 4-2. Astros have won 16 straight. They are tied with the Giants for the lead in the wild card. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:10. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to T-Box Saturday morning from 8:10 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
So your mama doesn't like Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Well, your mama's so fat, when she hauls butt, she has to make two trips.
9:50 on The Ticket. Thanks for joining the T-Box. Rant should be joining us shortly because our mix is now sponsored by Dewar's 12-year-old scotch. Savor the detail.
Savor the detail?
Yep.
Savor the detail.
Savor the detail. Before they join us, a little bit of news. Tiger and Vijay are now kind of teammates. Forstmann, Little & Company, it's a New York buyout firm, and whose logo that's what Vijay wears.
Vijay has that all over his body.
I wonder how much pub they get out of that.
I don't know. You know, I would have never heard of Forstmann, Little if it weren't for Vijay. But well, then again, I'd never use them.
Well, Craig's really good at figures, and I thought this was, I don't know if this is light or not, but reports put the buyout anywhere between $700 and $750 million. For Forstmann to buy out IMG,
right?
They say that IMG has 2,200 employees and annual revenue of $1 billion. Isn't of revenue of $1 billion, isn't selling it for $750 million light?
It depends how they market their revenue. Yeah. It depends what their revenue is. Like a car dealership's revenue, their margins are very, very small.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they could do a ton of business, but if they're making $100 a car, it's not going to be that, they're not going to get two times revenue, which is a lot of buyouts happen. But on something like that, if they're claiming every contract that they do
mm-hmm.
is their revenue,
right.
if they do Shaq's contract for $50 million, that they're claiming that as revenue, they're only getting 5% of that.
Well, I don't. So would you, how would you? Oh, okay.
So if they could be really reporting revenue that's kind of like unreasonable.
Oh, okay.
But or their margins are very, very, very slim, which is another thing. They don't have any expenses except for really labor.
Yeah.
So, you know,
interesting.
I would think that they're probably given that those numbers are probably counting every contract as revenue.
So that's a big difference.
Yeah.
That's a 95% difference.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a 3-month bidding war.
But also, too, that kind of, IMG is not a product. IMG is a bunch of, it's kind of like a doctor. You want to buy a doctor's office.
You're buying the clientele.
The doctor leaves, all your clients could leave tomorrow. And
true.
The same thing with the agents leave. Most of the athletes who use agents when they leave, they go with them. So they're really not buying a very stable company because they could, unless they keep the agents tied into staying in the business some way, shape, or form. So.
Interesting. Anyway, that was kind of interesting, but not earth-shattering news. I think next week, we're only on for an hour next week. Shortened show because the rant will start at 9 o'clock as they'll be out for OU Texas weekend, kicking it off at a Walgreens. Down near Fair Park, I think. Walgreens parking lot. So.
Isn't Craig Miller going to do something with Corbin?
Probably, yeah. I think next week there's a whole slew of new products being unveiled in the golf industry.
Ridiculous. Almost everybody's trying them out on tour right now, so I would imagine that in the next 3 or 4 months, you will see an unbelievable amount of new products by every manufacturer. That's coming out there. And the one thing that I brought this up to you yesterday as we were talking, everybody's got a new club. I mean, everything's out there. We'll save it for next week.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that's not new are golf balls.
You must have to put a lot of R&D in either balls or clubs.
I think that you have separate people for each one, don't you? If a guy's a golf ball expert, he stays on R&D and golf balls. And if a guy's a club expert, he stays on clubs.
I think golf balls are getting way too confusing. Because even like Hogan. I like Hogan's balls that they seem to work well for me. But they have like 5, 6, 7 different niches.
I couldn't fix it on iMix this morning either, Davey. The chairs in here on the other side are almost to the floor.
I don't know what's going on with these chairs.
Yeah, makes you look like a little boy.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's all right. So I think it's getting really confusing for the average golf consumer. Well, there's too many stuff out there to choose from.
The dominant ball for the last 3 years has been the Pro V1, and Titleist has not come in and made any changes to their top-line ball.
Haven't had to, I guess.
I guess they haven't had to, but you know, Callaway came in and took a little bit of their market, and Strixon's taking an itty-bitty part of their market. About time for them to come out with something, isn't it?
Yeah. I think after they unveil the club, see how that goes.
Yeah.
So for the average dude, how much difference does the ball really make? If it's a clean ball, it doesn't have any marks on it.
Every time I talk to somebody, I tell them the same thing. If you're, no matter what level player you are, you really can play any ball as long as you stay and play the same ball.
True.
So you know what it's going to do when you hit
right.
it.
Right. Every ball reacts different from on the club, and it really matters on your short game, your chipping and your putting. You should always, whatever ball you decide to play with, you should always stay with that ball.
See, I have just a grab bag of range balls and balls I found. So as soon as I lose one, I find one, and that's what I play.
But I think Craig's correct. I think if you just stick with the same stuff, it's not quite the same, but it's almost the same as changing clubs all the time.
Yeah.
Let's say you had like 5 or 6 different sets of clubs that you had fitted. This looks different, feels different. So anyway, golf talk. Now,
this might be the first time you guys have been in studio in months.
It's been a long time, especially since we've all been together in studio. Because last week was Ben and Skin.
Right.
And I heard that legendary mix on the e-break yesterday.
It was actually funny once I reheard it.
And then the week before, Corby and I were in Austin for the Austin City Limits Music Festival. So Gordon, I guess, did the show by himself.
Right.
What was a big name in at the Austin City Limits?
the Pixies were there, Sheryl Crow, Los Lonely Boys.
I liked them.
Yeah, Franz Ferdinand was the big indie.
Don't know him.
Closer on Friday. Trey Anastasio, the guy from Fish, was there.
I don't know them.
Yeah.
I'm out on hip.
They kind of that was kind of the complaint that they didn't have a true headliner. Like last year it was R.E.M.
Mm-hmm.
And this year it was kind of...
Sheryl Crow wasn't headlining enough?
No.
She got there on Friday. It was Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So it was like...
Oh.
You know.
Who was the big headliner on Sunday?
Sunday was probably Ben Harper.
Yeah, that's right.
And Elvis Costello.
Elvis Costello.
Yeah.
But Elvis Costello was in the middle of the day.
Was he?
Yeah.
Where's he been?
Elvis Costello?
Yeah.
I don't think he does much.
I think he just put out a record, or he's about to, though.
Yeah, I think so, too. I always liked Elvis Costello.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that guy.
I have a question for you, Corbs.
So Fire.
Fair Park, two questions for you. I don't know what your dietary, what you call that. You're not a vegan.
No, I'm not a vegan.
But you just don't eat, you don't eat what?
I don't eat any meat. Except fish, if you consider fish meat.
Okay. So, did you eat anything at the fair yesterday?
No.
There's nothing you can try or whatever?
Well, I mean, I could eat like a funnel cake or something like that. I mean, but no, I'm not going to eat
any corny. Is that in vegetable oil?
Yeah, I was going to say, what happens if that's in animal protein oil?
I don't know. I'm not that particular.
Will your wife hit you then?
I don't distinguish between that, you know? Like beans, if they're cooked in animal fat, I'd rather have the vegetarian beans. But, I mean, if in the Mexican food place, I'm not going to be like, you don't have vegetarian beans? Are you kidding me? I mean, I'm not into that stage yet. I don't think I will
be. But
eventually
you will be, yeah.
Right, I'll protest.
Right.
Well, I guess I got to eat them.
Yeah.
Well, the other question was, you were out there yesterday and you did some, goofing around stuff. Did you do it with the carny? I was hoping you were going to go after carny.
The problem was is that
too far away.
Our freaking engineers, they didn't have a headset that worked, so I couldn't hear anything.
Oh.
Like back at the station, which is kind of half the fun. The guy's talking to you in your ear, so I could go the furthest I could go. By the way, we were at the very corner of the fair where there was no traffic. Wow. I mean, the very corner,
the butt of the fair.
That's where they put the
more
cars.
Yes. Yes. I mean, the very edge.
Pretty penny.
So there'd be like two people walking by every 20 minutes. Well, I couldn't get more than 10 feet away from our broadcast. So I'm just like, hey, you know.
I think Carney Talk would have been big.
I'm the big ending.
The famous hey you ending.
I hate you.
I love you.
I'm intrigued by Carney.
I am too. If there are Carney.
That's what I'm saying.
Do they exist though?
The state fair carnies. Are they carnies just for the state fair, or are they?
No, they travel around
carnies.
All fairs.
They go to all fairs
all year long.
All those
quasi homeless, aren't they?
And they're usually
quasi homeless.
Well, I mean they're nomadic.
Bad teeth.
Yeah, bad teeth, bad health. I mean,
I'd love to. You know what? I'd love to get a carny on the air and talk to him.
I think the
Carney Wilson,
the one. The one Carney movie was The Jerk.
Remember when
he was Carney?
Or Carnival.
Thanks, David. Thank you. That was a good button on that Carney Wilson joke. Hey, you.
Was Steve Martin a Carney?
Yeah.
Or he wanted to be a Carney?
He wanted to get the weight.
He inspired.
Bernadette Peters was like a circus performer.
Which is one of the greatest scenes of all time when he was guessing the weight and he said, well, what do I win if I guess it?
Like if you're
and then he goes through 20 minutes of exactly what he wins, and it comes down to like an eraser, which is like a quarter of an inch long.
If you're an overachieving carny, what do you think you can pull in a year?
Like probably
you get room and board. I mean,
probably.
I
don't know.
Returning
you go in?
$20,000.
No, more than that.
It's got to be more than that.
I don't know.
And it's got to be tax free, isn't it?
Plus you got to get. Well, you have to. Pay?
Do they have to report their earnings from their carny booth?
No.
Don't you have?
Carnies aren't considered citizens.
Yeah, you guys are talking like it's a church or something.
No, they don't pay taxes.
Don't you have to pay like a lease for the space of your ring toss and all that?
Yeah.
Here, Gordon.
Which game?
Time, I bet you we got.
Hey, wait.
Right,
we had an argument yesterday. Do you guys go to the fair every year? Do you take your kids or anything?
I was thinking about.
I haven't.
I've been a few times.
I'm going to go this year.
Okay. Greta said that all those rides travel around the country. I say they all stay there.
No, they all travel around the country.
Well, why do I see them like when I go to soccer games and stuff?
There are some that are permanent.
We obviously the Ferris wheel, but like the
obviously. Hey, you.
that rock and roll spin-around thing with Jimi Hendrix and Jim Morrison on there? You know what I'm talking about? I mean, the same faces have been on there forever.
Travels around.
That travels?
Yes.
Where? To other fairs.
Other carny events. Yeah.
There's 50 state fairs, Corby.
Are there?
That's the rough calculation.
Maybe 48. I don't know. He might be
at least.
But don't kids, I mean, like, I grew up in Arlington.
Guam also has one, too.
Puerto Rico.
Wow, Arlington?
Wow. I know. I was big time.
Arlington has a state fair?
So I go to Six Flags. Well, you go to the fair, and it sucked.
Right.
The fair is for adults.
Maybe tell your story about going to the fair.
The fair is for adults because there's car shows and food. I don't think little kids who have been to Six Flags hate going to the fair because the rides are awful compared to Six Flags.
They're scary, too.
True.
Yeah. I mean, why would you want to go if you're a kid?
Where I grew up in Baltimore. We had the state fair in Baltimore. We didn't have a Six Flags in Baltimore.
Right, but I'm staying here.
But people that go to the state fair can't afford to go to Six Flags.
It's not any cheaper. That's true.
If you get a can of Coke, you can.
But conceptually, it's cheaper because you're paying by the ride. And, you know, if you're the parent...
It's more expensive going to the fair.
Yeah, but it's not advertised as being more expensive. You think it's less expensive. It turns out being more expensive, but people have the perception that it's cheaper to go to the fair than it is to go to Six Flags.
Yeah, but how much does one of those turkey legs cost? $5?
Oh, yeah, at least.
A beer is $5? Yeah, but, I mean, a typical family of four can feed off of that for a week.
Gross.
I mean, don't you see the poor people all gathered around?
Wrapping
it in newspaper, kind of gathering around with it, pecking at it like birds while it's sitting on the pavement.
But don't you go to the fair for other stuff?
Hey, Carney.
Adults do.
Dave did.
Adults do.
The world's largest.
He found an Amerasian there.
Kids don't like that.
Yeah.
Was it me? No, me and Craig last year, or was it you and I? We saw the world's smallest horse.
I saw that.
Is that
it wasn't
real?
Me. Little pony?
Yeah. And it's
just been you and me.
Was it you and I? It was sunken way down low.
Yeah.
What were we doing?
We were making out.
I guess so. It was pretty horny.
You don't have freak shows anymore?
No, not allowed.
Dang it.
Why? Exploitation?
Yeah. How could anything be politically incorrect?
Grego swears, though, he saw the twins, Ronnie and Donnie, the Siamese twins, when he walked in to get a gaze at them.
Moped guy?
There.
Moped rider?
No, the Siamese twins, not fat moped rider.
Right? They would have to ride really close together, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Hey.
That they were eating a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Like, one head's gnawing, the other one's gnawing.
Are they connected at the head?
No. Oh, I don't know.
So they could conceivably share the same turkey leg?
It's a colon.
Yeah, so what did they do? Did they eat off of each side of the drumstick and then their tongues start touching?
That's an interesting question. If for $1 million, would you guys fuse your bodies?
No.
No,
why?
All right, what about this? If you get Randy and let's say you're a gay Siamese twin.
Randy?
The other guy's not gay?
No, and your twin's, you know, experimental.
Like Brad Pitt?
Would you mess around with your twin?
If you could be a Siamese twin with Johnny Depp or Brad Pitt, would you? If you had to pick, would it either be like Gordon or Brad Pitt?
I would want to be connected at the hip with Brad Pitt and then have a little Johnny Depp twin on the top of my head.
Yeah.
I'd like to be connected at the privates with Johnny Depp.
Weird. Are there any offshoot Siamese twins where
your
like...
front private to his back private?
Yeah.
Huh.
Gross. You're just walking in unison at all times.
We look like dogs.
That's loving.
Have there ever been any like really freaky Siamese twins where you have the Siamese twins? Yeah, really freaky.
Yeah, what's the normal one?
Where normal Siamese twins just go, oh my God!
At the Siamese twin convention.
Where there's like the third head, like
Siamese triplets.
Yeah. Okay.
Has there ever been a Siamese triplet? That's a good question.
I don't know. I ask the tough questions, I know. What do you have in your bag?
Zucchini.
Let's see if
oh, my gosh. Dave's getting more perverted by the day.
Zucchini muffins.
Oh, okay. You're not just going to kind of work it during the show?
No, it's not a zucchini and a tube of KY.
Are there any carnies on the Dewar's 12-year-old scotch?
Oh, yeah,
hotline?
They're sponsoring this.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's check. Hi, you're on AM radio.
Man, I would like to be joined at the bottom of the feet with somebody.
What a beating that
What's
would
the
be.
Dewar's? What?
Sponsored.
Really, by Dewar?
Savor the detail.
All right, so yeah.
God, I used to be a Scotchaholic.
So you're saying that you would make out with your Siamese twin, Dave?
Because you're
so into yourself, you probably would.
Yeah, and it's likely that...
Somehow making out with yourself?
That would be Dave's dream.
Okay. Dave thinks he's the greatest guy in the world.
No, I think Dave hates himself.
Yeah, I secretly hate myself.
See, well, I know you secretly hate yourself. That's why you have to think you're also the greatest guy.
You have to still hate both of you.
But I can barely get anything now, so if I was a Siamese twin, then that's probably all I could get was a twin.
Was your twin?
Yeah.
Is there any
money? And the thing is like, you know how they say, well, if you work together, you know, for so long that it becomes natural. You know how people have office affairs and stuff.
I like my space.
Well, you're with this Siamese twin all the time. I mean, you have to make out with them.
You think if you and I were joined, we'd have a shot at Claudia?
Me and you?
No, Dave and I. Oh, me and you for sure. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know
Dave.
We could. Yeah. But yeah, if you were handicapped by Dave,
right.
You still have a shot at Claudia?
Yeah. Would you look at me funny then?
Would you just put a sheet over me?
Just bag Dave when you...
Or always have him, like, you know, shot up with drugs or just kind of lifeless. You
know,
or like,
just
don't mind him.
Just hanging on.
What was the Greg Kinnear movie?
Stuck on You?
Yeah.
I didn't see
I watched the first 10 minutes of that, and
it was horrible.
Bad.
Well, I didn't think
it
off terrible, but did bring up interesting scenarios where one of them fell in love. And
did they ever separate him? Was that the gag?
They didn't want to be separated.
Yeah, they didn't want to be because they lost their, I don't know, essence or touch or whatever it is.
What?
Essence?
Well,
the carny call.
Okay. Hi, you're on AM.
Yeah, there was a carny on The Bachelor.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
No way.
What?
Really? Some dude who was a carny was on The Bachelor.
Well,
I'm sure he got cut on the first night.
No, it was a chick. It just said 29-year-old acrobat. And she said she traveled.
That's not a carny. A carny is someone who runs the game.
Yeah.
What's the shadiest carny game? Is it the hula hoop over the giant stuffed animal?
It's the coin in the
it's the ping
China.
Pong ball in the goldfish bowls.
The softball into the
bottles.
They don't even fit. The basketball though, you know, the hoops are about 4 inches smaller than their normal hoop.
Right. And they also have the dart toss where they grind down the end of the dart and
so it doesn't stick.
No, and they also put about half the air in a typical balloon that you normally would. So they just bounce off. I mean, you can shoot it.
Or the baseball into the 3 milk bottles or the 4 milk bottles.
Knock them all down.
That's almost impossible.
Let me do it.
It's really
it's somehow in the way they set them up.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, they're weighted.
But the carnies can all do it because
they'll
be in the Olympics
all day.
Yeah, carny Olympics.
Yeah, I don't know. That whole nomadic kind of thing creeps me out a little bit. Like Irish travelers and carnies and
gypsies.
Yeah, gypsies.
And you know, circus people are the same way. All those clowns that do these circuses. When I was working with the famous Jody Dean at Channel 11.
Oh no.
No, but
hey, you.
I'm impressed.
Are you gonna buy his book?
I saw it. I was at Borders the other day, and there it was.
What's it called
up there?
All About Me?
No, it's called
Watch Me Groom My
God
Beard.
God Has Nothing on Me?
Well, no, Corby. He's a Christian now, and he's written a Christian book.
Enough about you. Let's talk about me.
Hey, God, enough about you. It's all about me. No, it's like a broadcaster's view of finding God in the evening news. That's what it's called.
Oh, well, that's impressive.
Yeah.
Is it a thin book?
Anyway, yeah, it's just like a little pamphlet. What was I talking about?
The carnies.
Okay, so I did this live shot with these circus people
mm-hmm.
in Barnum and Bailey, and it was these clowns. It was in a live shot with these clowns.
Did they smell?
No. They didn't smell funny or
like
taste
it?
Funny or anything like that.
Mind you, the movie It.
But while waiting for the live shot, you know, you have like you have an hour, 2 hours downtime. So you talk to them, and you just kind of get in their little world, and you're back behind the scenes of the circus, and all these clowns, you know, it was like the first day of the circus, so it was like, oh, hey, man, that's Giggles from Phoenix over there. I haven't seen him, you know, since last summer or last season. And so all these clowns know each other from all over the country, and it's this whole community, and you're just back there, and you feel like a gypsy, and these people are living out of bags and stuff, and it really scared me. It was like, when Hugh Grant went up under Grand Central Station to live with the mole people in Extreme Measures. You ever seen that?
Mm-mm.
That mole people, you need to check that out.
Oh, I've seen,
hot.
The people that live underground.
Hot. I don't know if they've ever had a beauty contest to label Miss Mole person.
They're kind of in conjunction with the Chuds.
Yeah, what's Chud?
Cannibalistic Humanoid Underground Dwellers.
Yeah, that movie was about the Chud.
That off.
Right.
Good job, Carl.
God.
He's 25. So, there was this whole community. It was just creepy. It just, you wonder how someone could have a completely different life than you have. Like, roots don't mean anything.
Like, they're not rich like you?
I didn't like Roots that much, although that one guy who was in Star Trek, he was
Chicken George?
Good.
I'm not talking about the miniseries.
Is
Roots.
It Carney better than being homeless?
Yes.
No.
Is it?
Yes!
I think you make more money as a homeless person.
Hey, Mockingbird and Central, those homeless over there,
yeah, that makes
they live
grand.
In Highland Park. Somewhat.
They probably claim Highland Park.
Do they tell people they work in Highland Park?
I
work in Highland Park.
Yeah.
Hey, we're 75205.
Yeah. Frank Horn.
We're 205ers.
What time is it?
Thursday.
10:12.
No,
oh, fine, my fine. God. Are
thanks
you kidding?
To doers for
yeah, thank you, doers.
Talking.
Doers. For 12 years old, sophistication. What is it? 12 years old, details.
Savor the details.
Savor the details.
Yeah. And
drink doers. Or die.
Y'all doers fans? Scotch fans?
Man, I'm
getting
I had a scotch
there.
Issue when I was young.
Really?
I didn't know young guys drank scotch.
It's becoming more popular.
Cool.
Is it a cool thing?
It was really popular, in the late 90s? Was that when the big single malt craze went through?
It's too rough for me.
Do you drinker, Corby?
No, I love a nice scotch. A nice doers, like after dinner.
What about a
like
chud
people
scotch.
Drink coffee.
You can do that?
Oh, yeah. I'll have a nice scotch.
A chud scotch.
What about a chode?
All right, we're on the radio next.
This is The Ticket. KTCK, Dallas Fort Worth. KTBK, Sherman Denison. KTDK, Sanger. Perfect match, perfect pair.
Sean Perkins from Euless is our first contestant. Morning, Sean.
Remember where the perfect pairs are, and you're a winner.
Oh, my! I can't believe that!
Tickethead card holders are qualified to play four times daily. Pick and match two squares, and you win what's on the other side.
Sean, you win $1,310. And remember that in addition to your money, you and every contestant will also win a pair of cowboy tickets.
The P1 Perfect Pick.
Board?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, let's liven this place up a little.
Attention Mega Mart shoppers. We now have a limited quantity of Crown Royal on sale for a special case price in aisle 43. But hurry, quantities are limited.
Watch this.
Have you ever seen that many people move that fast?
No, I tried this with every product known to mankind. Deer, steak, lobster, nothing gets them moving like... Oh, hold on.
Oh, sorry, Mega Mart shoppers. That Crown Royal is available on aisle 3, not 43. Available now in aisle 3.
How long can you keep this up?
My record is from open till close, 14 straight outs.
Crown Royal is now available on aisle 73.
Crown Royal blended Canadian whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
If the manager catches us up here, we're dead meat.
No worries. Look who's driving the forklift.
Wow, forklift. He must really love Crown.
Attention, Mega Mart shoppers. Crown Royal is now available.
You've heard about it, yet you wonder, can LASIK surgery really turn my world around? You've been wearing glasses and contacts so long, it's habit. Habits are made to break. Free yourself with Wayfront Customized Intralasik from Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. 78% of patients, when given a choice, choose Intralasik over traditional LASIK. Intralasik eliminates most, if not all, of the risk associated with traditional LASIK. Precision and expertise is the source of safety, and there's safety in numbers. Dr. Booth has performed over 56,000 LASIK procedures. His care and level of expertise is so far above par, he can offer a 20/20 guarantee, or it's free. Take down this number for your free screening, 214-328-0444, and take advantage of savings up to $550 per eye and 18 months financing. Your Flex Plan dollars work great for your vision. Let Dr. Booth work for you. 214-328-0444. When it's your vision, make the right decision. Dr. Booth. On the web, it's Booth with an E, lasercenter.com.
You're listening to E-Break Classics.
Information staff. Well, they know who he is now. Because the Jaspers thumped him.
And
who? The Jaspers. The Jaspers.
Hey, Barry.
Wow. Barry something slipped there.
Proud of that one.
They're talking about the Hispanics.
Sorry. The Jaspers. That's the Jaspers. Oh, sorry. All right, 5:57 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I mean, sometimes I just can't talk. Had those moments here this morning.
I believe you said the Jaspers, right?
That is a Freudian slip.
It is
what they would call it.
No, it's not. I just couldn't say Jaspers.
Hey, admit that you still bear some grudge against Japan for World War II.
You do.
They Pearl Harbor you. They jap you.
I've come around on them a little bit. I still think they should have been able to host the Olympics a few years ago.
Hardway Yoga.
Petition NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series poster with any Craftsman tool purchase while quantities last. Limited.
Winners keep rolling in. Big 12 play next on the Ticket
Picker. Dude, where are you going?
The mall. Get a new PC.
Whoa. You don't call a girl less than 3 days after getting her number. You don't order nachos at the movie theater. And you don't go to the mall to get a PC. You get a Dell.
Okay, first, you bought nachos last night.
Yeah, I did, and it was a bad move.
Second, I am getting a Dell.
Yeah, but you got to call or go online.
Or I can go to a Dell Direct Store Kia. It's a little techno paradise where I can play around, check a bunch of stuff out, and get advice from one of those Dell PC expert people. Want to go? Pretty cool.
Can't.
Why?
Those nachos.
Ooh.
Get great savings on your perfect PC at a Dell Direct Store kiosk. There you can order anything you want from Dell and have it shipped right to you. Plus, right now, you can get up to 15% off select notebooks and desktops, like the Dimension 2400, featuring the Intel Pentium 4 processor. The Dell Direct Store kiosk. Located at Parks at Arlington, Stonebriar Center, Town East, Northeast Mall, and Ridgemont. They make PC shopping easy as Dell. 10% off Dimension 2400. Dell Dimension PCs use Intel Pentium 4 processors.
Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
Oklahoma is 3-0 going into Big 12 play. Wolfgang Doggy Daycare and Texas Landing Cattle bringing the ticker. They play host to Texas Tech this morning at 11:30. Bob Stoops says he has a plan to beat Tech.
We've got to be able to do our job on offense and move the ball, score points, and defensively to be able to hold them down, create some turnovers, and play solid defense tackle after they catch it.
Other games in college football of note at 11 a.m., Arkansas plays at number 16, Florida. You've got Baylor taking on Texas at 11:30. TCU visits Army at noon. Iowa State takes on Oklahoma State at 1. The game of the afternoon in the SEC, well, there's really two. One is between LSU and Georgia at 2:30. The other SEC game is at 6:45. Number 8, Auburn playing at number 10, Tennessee. Elsewhere, at 6 o'clock, Middle Tennessee playing at North Texas. You've got K-State at A&M at 6, and SMU playing at Boise State at 7 this evening. You can do that game starting at 6:30 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. E-Zero gets a single-season hit record in the Rangers' 8-3 loss to the Mariners.
Reese's 3-2 pitch. Up the middle. History is made. 258.32.
Phil Land on the call courtesy KDF I-27. He also hit his 259th of the year. Rangers and M's play again tonight at 7:30. Kenny Rogers getting the start for Texas. And checking out the American Express leaderboard, Ernie Els is now your leader again. He is at minus 14 for the tournament. Thomas Bjorn is at 13 under. Patrick Harrington third at 12 under and in a tie for fourth. Sergio Garcia, David Howell, Retief Goosen, and Todd Hamilton all at 11 under. That's a Ticket Ticker, a service of Orbit. Log on to Orbitz.com. Find Orbitz Saver hotel rates from 55 a night at the Radisson Hacienda in Cancun and 79 a night at the Best Western Orlando. Just Orbitz and go. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 10:30. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Ranch Saturday morning from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You have the Corby Davidson Show known as The Ramp.
Thank you.
And now, I'm like the
sportsnake@gmail.com.
Yeah, if you'd like to email Corby, he's got a new email address, sportsnake@gmail.com. Now, riding shotgun alongside Corby, I'm veteran broadcaster Gordon Keith, along with David Lane.
Hey, you!
You know, what this has become is, like a lot of famous athletes' radio shows,
mm-hmm.
they hire me, the professional broadcaster.
And you kind of run the show the other guy's up to speed.
Right, until Corby gets up to speed on how to run a show and that sort of thing, because he's the star, and that's why it's the Corby Davidson Show. But I'm just the guy who's here to get you in and out of breaks, take your phone calls, and reset from time to time. Corby will be taking your telephone calls at 214-787-1310. And once again, that email address, sportsnake@gmail.com. If you'd like to send a personal email to Corby, we can't guarantee that Corby will answer all of your email, but he does read them all, I assure you.
It just sounds funny, Gmail, sportsnake@gmail.
Why?
Okay, first off, somebody...
Hey, you!
Somebody,
all right.
Somebody did that for me. Someone emailed me and said, hey, I set up an account for you at Gmail, which I'd never even heard of before, and they set it up at sportsnake. Thank you.
That's what you are.
Well, see if you've got any Gmail.
I don't know how to use it.
Files.
He told you how to log in.
I don't even know how to run a computer.
All right. Now, we were talking about carnies earlier. What is this, Jason? There was an elephant and a trainer electrocuted?
Elephant and trainer electrocuted, yes.
When?
I guess when this guy worked for the circus. Charles. Like years ago?
Charles, you're on the ticket.
Hey, Gordo, this is Charles in Burleson. Yeah, back in 1984, spring of 84, I was working, I was waiting to go into the Air Force, and I was living in a little town called Spring Hill, Louisiana. And we got a call to go work for the day at a carnival that was in town for a couple of days, and it was to set up stuff. So we get out there, and we're setting up the tent, and they use this little boot that goes, it's like a chain that goes around an elephant's neck, and it's got like a little boot to help put the poles up, and you kind of help guide it initially as they start getting it up.
Well, so he lifted it right into a power line.
Exactly. We look around, there's fires going around, and I look back, and there's fires dancing all over the elephant as the hairs on the fire was hairs on the elephant were catching fire. The electricity knocked out all the power in the city. Ended up, it electrocuted the elephant. Electrocuted the trainer that uses like this little hook thing. It's got like a nail in it, and they use to help guide the elephant.
Mm-hmm.
Spark jumped off there and hit a guy in the chest, gave him third-degree burns on his chest and in his lungs. They had to care flight him to Spring Hill.
So, what did the elephant look like? Was it like, you know, the fire coming out of the eye sockets kind of stuff?
Well,
it looked like John Coffey.
What happened was what I saw, because we were all getting the heck out of Dodge, out of the tent. I mean. But we looked
Which
back,
one is it?
And the elephant,
Dodge?
There was fires just dancing all over him.
Was it beautiful?
Did it live? Did the animal live?
No, the elephant died.
Did they slice it open like a tauntaun and shove the guy with the third-degree burns in there?
Yeah, where he could survive the winter?
This thing smells
on
hot.
On meat for that day. But how they buried it was cool. They had to dig a big old hole up, right? Hmm. And they had to use a forklift and a tow truck to move the elephant into this hole. They got all the lemons and oranges out of the three grocery stores that were in town. They put a layer of lemons and oranges in there, put the elephant in there.
Roasted it for 3 days?
And from what I understand,
the pygmy glue on it?
Well, maybe they were making some kind of fruit
elephant stew
dinner.
So wait, why did they do the lemons and limes?
The citric acid, from what I understand, helps decompose the meat faster and doesn't put out as bad a smell or something.
Why didn't they just put lime on it? Not lime the fruit, but lime.
I don't know. I do not know why they didn't do that. But
so there was
I
a severe lemon shortage in Louisiana?
Yeah.
Well, I know they got...
Because all the tea drinkers died?
Sugar cane would have done the same.
No, we went to Texas Motor Speedway. Are you out there?
No. I'm on 35. I pulled over.
Good Lord.
What was that just went by you?
It was a Ninja motorcycle.
Crotch rocket.
Yeah.
I have one of those. I'm wearing one right now.
Anyway.
Dave brought one in that bag.
But ended up, they did the circus that night. They took the tent down, and as I was helping move the, because we weren't going to get paid until the tent was down. I'm moving the tent, and I ended up stepping on a piece of the guy's cloth, and it was on my shoe. And I'm freaking out now, because I got this dead
Wait, piece of the guy's cloth?
Yeah.
Like the Shroud of Turin?
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh.
And I was hopping around
confused.
Like...
What? You were hopping around? Okay.
I was hopping around...
Oh, gosh. Story will not end. Okay. Corby has just brought up something very interesting on the internet that we're going to have to review and discuss next because Corby is obsessed.
Yes, he is.
With what? Who is this?
Big Bill's boys improved to 2-1.
Well, it wasn't pretty, but we're happy to win on the road. Anytime you come someplace on Monday night in a rivalry like this and you're able to win, you have to be very happy.
Cowboys beat the Skins, and we've got a teepee in our pants.
We saw some sacks last night. We saw some timely offense. We saw a few timely stops. And at the end of the day, take your win and move the heck to October.
This week, it's a bye for the boys. Then Sunday, October 10th, the New York Football Giants show up at Texas Stadium. Until then, it's 2.
And welcome back to Crown Eye for the Sports Guy, the show that makes over some 41 stomachs up. Let's see how the Crown crew is doing.
Look, we understand you like sports, but posters of your favorite teams, thumbtacked to the walls, let us give you one word of advice.
Frames! But on to the most important part, your liquor cabinet. Let's see what you've got.
You know, the usual.
Bourbon, gin, scotch. Throw them all out. There's only one thing you need. Crown Royal.
But what will I serve my friends?
If they've got real taste, they'll want the Crown Royal.
And if you're a real friend, you'll only serve Crown.
Yeah, but what do I serve a date?
Till we fix this place up, your best bet is to order Crown Royal at your favorite watering hole. But once you get the mattress off the floor and replace those milk crates with a real table, nothing will look better on that table than a tumbler of Crown Royal.
Crown Royal blended Canadian whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
Crown Royal, on the rocks, with ginger ale, with a splash.
When you're ready for your makeover, make yours Crown Royal.
You've heard about it, yet you wonder, can LASIK surgery really turn my world around? You've been wearing glasses and contacts so long, it's habit. Habits are made to break. Free yourself with Wayfront Customized Intralasik from Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. 78% of patients, when given a choice, choose Intralasik over traditional LASIK. Intralasik eliminates most, if not all, of the risk associated with traditional LASIK. Precision and expertise is the source of safety, and there's safety in numbers. Dr. Booth has performed over 56,000 LASIK procedures. His care and level of expertise is so far above par, he can offer a 20/20 guarantee, or it's free. Take down this number for your free screen. 214-328-0444 and take advantage of savings up to $550 per eye and 18 months financing. Your Flex Plan dollars work great for your vision. Let Dr. Booth work for you. 214-328-0444. When it's your vision, make the right decision. Dr. Booth. On the web, it's Booth with an E, lasercenter.com.
E-brake. Classic.
Wow. Now, what did I do? Let me protest.
Let him tell.
Let's listen to it first, and then you can try to defend yourself, Junior.
Because imagine if you had three Gordons as your kid.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, how draining would that be?
Well, hey, my parents had, but this was 10 years before I came along, they had 6, 4, 2, and newborn.
Mm.
Three Gordons would drive you to be Andrea Yates.
Norm?
Hi, Norm.
Norm's laughing! Norm, don't laugh!
Well, I have a problem. See,
I love and fantasize.
Everybody has a sort of a humor breaking point, and I am the worst layout person on the station. He can't lay out. He can just hang on to something and
kick it
for a while.
He loves Andrea Yates' humor.
E-Break Classic.
And I think Norm did win the electoral.
So let's play Norms.
Okay, let's play Norms, just for the heck of it.
We are joined by telephone by one of the world's most popular golfers, Puerto Rican-born, now 50-year-old, and member of the Seniors Tour, Chichi Rodriguez. Good morning, Chichi. How are you?
I look, Joe.
Chichi.
How you look, Joe?
Apparently he's having trouble hearing you.
Apparently.
Hello.
Hello, Chichi.
Hi, Norm.
Good morning, Chichi. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
What's going on?
Apparently he's having trouble hearing you. We'll try something else here. Let's hang on just a minute.
Okay.
And see if we can't
flip
things around, and we'll just go ahead and we'll do it this way. Now try it.
Good morning.
Hello, Norm.
Good morning, Chichi. How are you?
Hello.
Daniel,
I can hear you, but you can't hear me.
I can hear you, Chi-Chi.
All right, Norm.
All right, how are you doing?
Fantastic, Norm.
Tivo gets some. Comp USA. Simplify.
Well, I'll tell you about it next on the Ticket Picker.
One team comes north from Austin. One team heads south from Norman. And the fans come from all over to see the spectacle. It's the biggest battle of the year at the Cotton Bowl. And your Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealers want you to see the game. Will Mac lose another one?
I want to apologize to all Texas fans.
Is Stoops on the way to another national championship?
I wish I could hug Roy Williams.
You can be there to see for yourself. Stop by Duke's Original Roadhouse in Addison on October 7th or 8th during the Hardline Roadshow and find out how to win tickets. And be at the Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep tailgate party on game day with Gordo, a jumbotron to watch the game, free food, free beverages, tickets to the game, and other giveaways. Go to theticket.com for complete details. It's one of the biggest games of the year, October 9th in the Cotton Bowl. So if you need tickets, get by Dukes on October 7th or 8th. Then join Gordo as he broadcasts live from the Walgreens.
When it all comes together, you get...
Residents with disabilities. Call 214-637-2911 for more information. A message from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
The Ticket.
Kansas State and Texas A&M are both 2-1. Booth Eye Care and Laser Center and Dairy Queen bring you the ticker. The two teams kick off at Kyle Field at 6 tonight. Dennis Franchione says K-State has a good offense.
They run the ball reminiscent of the USC's and Nebraska's that we remember their great rushing attacks, and they've got a great tailback.
Other games in college football of note at 11 this morning. Arkansas plays at number 16, Florida. Texas Tech takes on OU at 11:30. Baylor playing Texas at the same time. TCU plays at Army. That game is at noon. Iowa State taking on Oklahoma State at 1. LSU plays Georgia at 2:30. Middle Tennessee State plays at North Texas at 6. You've got Kansas taking on Nebraska at 6. Auburn playing Tennessee at 6:45. And SMU playing at Boise State at 7. You can do that game right here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. Rangers have lost 5 of their last 6 games. They play the Mariners tonight at 7:30. Kenny Rogers gets the start against Jamie Moyer. Rangers are coming off an 8-3 loss last night where Ichiro got the single-season hit record, passing George Sisler. Ichi now has 259 on the year. The Cowboys may have the weekend off, but that doesn't mean they're not working. Vinny Testaverde says he's going to scout the competition.
No, I become a fan of the game. I'll sit down and watch some games, whatever games are on that afternoon, and just kind of sit down, get some popcorn and soft drink, and watch on the TV.
Make sure you're by the channel on Sunday. We will have an NFL triple header. That's the Ticket Picker, brought to you by Orbitz. Log on to Orbitz.com. Find Orbitz Saber Hotel rates from 55 a night at the Radisson Hacienda in Cancun and 79 a night at the Best Western Orlando. Just Orbitz and go. Our next Ticket Picker is at 10:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturday morning from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Register for a Tickethead card and then wait for the phone to ring. You're next in line for the P1 Perfect Pair. Brought to you by Central Yamaha of Plano, Pack and Stack Self Storage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Rant with Davey Lane, Corby Davidson, Gordon Keith. We take your telephone calls on this show. This is the only show that really values its listeners. 214-787-1310 is our telephone number. We're talking about carnies. Just a few quick hits before this. Mike says he knows how much carnies make. How much do they make, Mike?
How's it going, man?
Good. How much do they make?
I had a guy who I worked with his first year. He said he made about $40,000 his first year on the road.
It's pretty good.
And do they have to pay taxes?
No.
Why? I don't get
it's like a cash-only deal?
Yeah, they make percentage of what they make. Like, you got a guy who's working the basketball game. He makes maybe 5%, 10%. He works for somebody else, though. There's like some his boss who actually owns all the equipment, owns all the prizes.
Will the owner travel around, or is he just stay at his home? And
no, he'll travel around. He'll have about 8 or 10 games on that circuit, like on the state fair. There's a guy there that probably owns about 8 or 10 games.
Mm-hmm.
They also buy the games from other carnies, like those big race machines. That's like $250,000, like $100,000, $250,000.
So
I know a guy that builds those, and he's worth about $60 million.
So the individual carnies, they do like file a tax return. They just underreport their income, right?
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
Like bartenders.
And they blow all their money at the bar and at the strip bar. I worked with a couple. I used to work at Six Flags. That's how I know a lot of these carnies. And they pretty much go out every night and blow all their money.
Yeah, Davey's blowing all of his something else. Thanks,
What's wrong with you?
All right, man.
I don't know.
Bye.
You sound like a truck stop bathroom right now. Did you drink last night?
No, I had a double latte this morning, and it's just relaxing.
Look at Corby. He looks like an Afghani woman right now, with his shirt pulled up to the bridge of his nose.
Yeah, I don't want to smell his mess.
The T-shirt filter. It works.
It's horrible. All right, Dead Elephant, you're on Sports Radio 13th in the Ticket.
Yes, this is Jabbar. Big Balls Jabbar, the elephant they buried.
I don't think an elephant would have a high-pitched voice.
He does. Well, see, my balls were turned off in the fire when I was electrocuted.
Jeremy, you're on Sports Radio 13th in the Ticket.
Hey, Christian broadcasters.
Oh, well, thank you very much for acknowledging that.
Hey,
God be with you.
I don't want to talk about carnies.
Okay.
The other day, I heard Drago dropping hints like he was involved and he's shopping for a ring, maybe.
Dropping hints where, on the air?
Yeah, on the air. He hinted a couple times about how he might be getting married.
Uh-huh.
I was just wondering if y'all know anything about that, because as you know, there would have to be a Mrs. Hammer, and I don't know how that would fly.
Yeah. Corby, you work with him. What do you know?
I think he's got a girlfriend.
Pretty serious one?
I don't know. I know that he has a girlfriend. He's mentioned on the air having a girlfriend.
But Grego doesn't like to talk about that kind of stuff.
No, he's more private than most. Me.
Okay. You're pretty free and open about your life, Corby. What's been going on at your house lately?
Anything happened in the new edition that you want to talk about?
No. Did you do that again?
Yeah.
What?
Stop it.
David?
I'm serious. We are going to cork it if you don't stop doing that.
You're corking it.
I'm not corking it.
You're awful. You're a terrible man.
You smell like death. Okay? I don't enjoy experiencing your decomposition. Horrible, David.
Oh,
dear. How can you sit there in that stink and like yourself?
I don't.
Oh, yeah, crank the AC.
Yeah, it'll get the air circulating, and it'll cool down the...
I don't want chilled stink.
All right, someone...
Chilled air BN doesn't smell...
Oh, my gosh.
It doesn't smell as bad.
Before you get on to me, people email me this all the time, the pictures of Claudia saying...
From the website?
Is this the woman that you're
obsessed with?
Yes.
And you know what?
And then
if you go to
For good reason.
If you go to theticket.com, on the homepage, you know, you see the little banner for the perfect pair contest.
Those are hers.
Those belong to Claudia.
And she,
no.
I think
yes, they
the
do.
Top.
Yes, they do.
No, those are ringers.
No. No, they're Claudia. She told us one time that she was going in for a shoot for that contest.
So, yeah, Claudia is the blonde that's on the Ticket webpage right now. And
You can see her pictures. She was last month's Ticket Chick of the Month. This month is Robbie.
Yeah, you can go back, I'm sure, and find her.
And I have never gotten as much response out of a Ticket Chick via email than we had from Claudia.
Well, and rightfully so. Her pictures are quite stunning.
All right, come here. I want to read this. Where is it? What did you do? Bring it back up. I want to read her questionnaire.
Okay, hang on.
By the way, the current Ticket Chick of the Month, Robbie,
mm-hmm.
Her favorite show is The Rant.
Really?
I think primarily
Robbie.
Primarily because of me, I think.
Why do you think that? Didn't you ask her out once?
I think she has a crush.
I mean, if you had to pick someone on this page to click on, if you're just looking, because there's
two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten
of them, automatically you're going to be drawn to that.
I like this one.
Let's see.
I do too.
August. Who is she?
Yeah, she's cute. I like...
she's Mexican. Denise. Yeah, I like Denise, which
also,
is Miss August.
I like July.
Let's look at Miss September, Claudia. This is the one that Corby swears will end his marriage. Claudia, birthplace and date. She was born in, what is that? Alba Iulia, Romania. Her birthday is January 21st. Her height is 1.63 meters.
Don't do this. Don't metric me.
Her weight is 50 kilograms.
What is that? Is that heavy?
No, that's like probably 110 or something.
How tall is she?
She is 90 centimeters, 60 centimeters, and 92. Oh, no, those are her measurements. Sorry.
How tall do you think she is? 5'3", 4"?
Yeah. She told us one time that she was a size 0. Her jeans were a size 0.
Do you like that?
She's a little miracle.
Of the highest order.
Yeah.
She says her best asset is her accent.
I would disagree
with that. I
disagree with that, for sure.
I think her best asset is right up in this area here, these two big, looks like some sort of swelling that's occurred on her upper torso.
It's like 90 centimeters worth of swelling.
And then right down in there, you'll find a...
Why do you have a
laser? Grosso.
Gordon's laser pointing all this.
Something about you that not many people know. She says, I get drunk after one drink.
Mm-hmm. Cheap date.
How great is that?
How magical.
How long have you been a ticket chick? 8 months. Favorite sport? Baseball, because I like seeing guys in their tight pants and gymnastics because Romania rules. All of a sudden, she got real junior in high school there. Rules is in all caps and with three exclamation points.
Leave her alone, okay?
Is it spelled with a Z?
Favorite position? Catcher, because I like a guy on his knees. I don't think she understands catcher. They don't get on their knees.
Well, Tony Pena did.
Yeah, I know. I used to love him for that. All right, so wait, Corby. Would you be turned off by her if you found out she was very dominant in sexual ways? Like she controlled the guy?
You wouldn't mind if she told you what to do?
No.
Like she took your head and started pushing you downward?
I'm going to put on...
I will break you.
And she's... I'm going to strap this on.
What?
Be a catcher.
Huh.
You'd have to just grin and bear it with her.
Just
open your mouth and pretend I'm a man.
Just take out your wallet and bite on it.
Uh-huh.
Most embarrassing moment. I was caught making out in the mountains by my two little cousins.
With who?
You going to kick his ass?
I might. Oh, in Romania? I'm not going to go there.
Turn-ons and turn-offs.
Me?
Oh, this is her turn-ons. Humor. Smile. Abs.
Oh.
And a nice ass.
I'm lost on the last.
Turnoffs. Bad manners, rude people, and ugly toes.
Yeah, you.
I'm with her on that toes.
You lose
thing.
On all three of those.
Rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10. And Claudia the Ticket Chick says 10, of course, because the ticket doesn't hire anything less.
Yeah, they do.
She says, on mountains or the beach, that's one of her questions. She says beach, especially the nude one in Romania. Describe your perfect date. Have a lunch at a beach resort, spend time on the beach, go dancing at night, hit a bar after hours, and let the night begin in the bedroom. Is she going to end your marriage for me?
Do you think she's really as sexual as she appears?
Yes.
I think she's like a fun girl. Like from
they're
my,
not all hung up over there about sexuality.
From my limited conversations with her, my forced conversations with her.
Your one-sided conversation.
She doesn't understand a word you're saying.
Hey, Claudia, how are you?
Fine.
I am doing good for you.
Favorite holiday? My birthday and the day after Thanksgiving because everything goes on sale. Uh-oh. Aren't you trying to get away from that, Corby?
The shopper.
The shopping wife.
I could do without that.
What is a P1? A person who has reached enlightenment, she says. What would you do if you won $1 million? Claudia says, I would throw it on the bed and roll around in it. Do you kiss on the first date? She says, no, you have to work for my kisses.
Damn it.
What is your guilty pleasure? She says gambling.
Gambling?
Complain.
I like her.
Tell her to gamble on you. Say, hey, there's a good chance I have HIV. You want to sleep with me? Complete this phrase. I would be voted most likely to, and she put, get in a car accident. That's a little dark.
Well, she's a bad driver, I think, is her reputation.
No, I think that she's just warning Corby, yeah, you may like me now, but people are going to be calling me nubs here in a few years.
She just put, I would be voted most likely to die.
If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be? She said, I already did. And then pointed to her crotch.
Would that be a deal breaker, Corby?
What?
She was
I had it cut off and inverted.
She was transgender.
Look at me. That's a good question. All right, what if she seems female, like you saw her totally naked, and she looks female just through and through. Everything looks perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a product of a great plastic surgeon, and she is genetically a male. Is that a deal breaker?
Yeah.
But why? You're attracted to her physically. You're attracted to her as she is.
I'm not
is.
Attracted. To, see, you guys, I'm not even barely attracted to her physically. It's more of the foreign girl thing that
vomit.
Gets me going.
What? All right, I'll bring in a friend of mine's maid, and I'll see if you're attracted to her. She's foreign. Bikini or one piece? She says one piece. Bottom of bikini only, which is what they do over there. Would you rather cook or clean?
You know how magical that would be, going to that beach and running into that?
Mm-hmm. Who pays if you ask him out? He better pay if he wants me to ask him out again.
Ooh. I'm okay with that.
Vegas or New Orleans? She says Vegas because what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. She says I'm happiest when I'm being spoiled.
I'll spoil you. You think every guy pretty much spoils her?
Well, with Davey repeating over there, you could spoil her pretty easily. Just squat down on her and... What? I've never been able to take no for an answer, she says.
That's great.
My hero is Jessica Simpson. Anyone who is as stupid as she and still has the guts to show her face on TV has got my vote. So that's Claudia, the one that Corby's obsessed with.
We're running late here. Does DJ know?
Yeah, Corby. Have you talked to your wife about Claudia?
Why would I talk to her about Claudia?
Just does it ever
because
come up at dinner?
Because I assume that your wife is your best friend, and you're supposed to talk to your best friend about girls.
Well, Huey may have something to say about that.
Oh, really? Your wife's not even your best friend? So is your wife your best friend, Corby, or not?
Yeah, she is, I guess, if you want to put it that way.
What if Julie came home one day and Claudia was the screensaver on the home computer? Would she have a problem with that?
I don't think so.
Your wife has no problem with you looking at pornography.
At porn?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I've never done that on the home computer.
Has your wife ever said that she feels pornography degrades women?
No.
Or exploits women.
What about animals?
She's too concerned about animals to worry about...
To worry about humans?
Worry about porn and humans, yeah.
So,
you know what? I almost bought a dog yesterday at the state fair. A little lab mix in a cage. SPCA was out there.
Please stop misplacing your compassion. Please, I'm begging you.
Well, at least I have some sort of compassion.
I agree, and that is admirable.
I mean, come on.
Do you really need a third dog?
Third input.
You need a third dog like you need a third input.
No, I don't need one. That's
knowing,
why. I...
Knowing what goes on in your household,
I have to
steer away from that.
I have to shy away from that. My parents would kill me, too.
Your parents? You are 48 years old. What
are
you talking about?
Because they want children. They don't want any more animals.
Y'all are doing that.
What?
You're doing that, you know, you have dogs instead of kids business.
Is that so wrong, though?
What do you mean?
To not have kids?
No, I mean, if you decide, hey, look, I just really don't feel we'd be good parents, then I agree with you. Do not have kids.
But what if I know that I would be a good parent? It still doesn't mean that I should have a child, does it?
Wait, how do you know that you would be a good parent? I think that naturally people who don't want kids are not going to be good parents.
Well, see, I kind of don't want kids, but at the same time, I know I'd be a great parent because I love kids.
Then why don't you want them?
Excuse me?
I just don't want the responsibility right now.
That's right. That's what I'm telling you, is that usually people who don't want kids are too selfish to be good parents.
Yeah, but
they know that about themselves, and that's why they say, I'm not going to have kids. And I think that is very admirable to say, look, just flat out, I don't have the lack of selfishness it takes right now to be a good parent, therefore I'm not going to have kids.
I know somebody like that.
Who?
Just, David, come on. This is not going to be a little forum for your battleground.
Okay, we're late.
Okay, yes, 10:53 on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket coming up next.
The gyno? Thing that we,
what?
Let's talk about the gyno?
Yeah, let's talk about the fake gyno. Fake badge doctor next.
First place Texas Rangers.
Well, the Rangers are done, but they did us proud with a season that wasn't supposed to be. The Cowboys won't play again until a week from Sunday, and the P1 could say our sports glass weekend is half empty, but it's really full to the brim. Tickets for Saturday begins noon today with college football updates from across the country. And at 6:30, we've got SMU football as the Ponies take on the Broncos of Boise State. Tomorrow, tickets for Sunday covers the NFL beginning at noon with the Patriots at the Bills, followed by the Jets at Miami at 3, and the Rams at San Francisco at 7. This weekend, you do the chores.
Oh, here's the champagne, honey. Now I just need to find a bottle of Crown Royal.
Honey, where's the Crown Royal? I need to make Jeff a drink.
You must be out, honey.
They're out of Crown?
Here you go, Jeff. Whiskey and water. Sorry, we're out of Crown.
That's okay, Bob. I understand.
Bob, I know it's early, but we gotta go.
But you just got here.
We could only get a sitter for an hour. Sorry.
Hey, we've got to go too, Bob. I think my wife's allergic to your cat.
We don't have a cat. You must have seen the neighbor's cat outside. She's that allergic?
But look at her crying. Something's causing that.
Sorry, Bob. We've got to go too. It's getting late, and Sunday morning church comes awfully early.
But it's Friday night.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
How could we run out of Crown, honey?
We didn't run out. I'm just saving it for myself.
But what are we going to do with all this food?
Yeah, let me pour myself a crown and pass me the cocktail.
You've heard about it, yet you wonder, can LASIK surgery really turn my world around? You've been wearing glasses and contacts so long, it's habit. Habits are made to break. Free yourself with Wayfront customized Intralasik from Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. 78% of patients, when given a choice, choose Intralasik over traditional LASIK. Intralasik eliminates most, if not all, of the risk associated with traditional LASIK. Precision and expertise is the source of safety, and there's safety in numbers. Dr. Booth has performed over 56,000 LASIK procedures. His care and level of expertise is so far above par, he can offer a 20/20 guarantee, or it's free. Take down this number for your free screening, 214-328-0444, and take advantage of savings up to $550 per eye and 18 months financing. Your Flex Plan dollars work great for your vision. Let Dr. Booth work for you. 214-328-0444. When it's your vision, make the right decision. Dr. Booth. On the web, it's Booth with an E, lasercenter.com.
You're listening to E-Break Classics.
Information staff. Well, they know who he is now, because the Jasper stumped them.
And
who? The Jasper. The Jasper.
Hey, Barry. Wow.
Barry something slipped there.
We're talking about the Hispanics here.
Sorry. The Jaspers. That's the Japsers.
Thank you.
Oh, sorry. All right, 5:57 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. I mean, sometimes I just can't talk. Had those moments here this morning.
I believe you said the Jappers, right?
That is a Freudian slip.
It is.
What they would call it. No, it's not. I just couldn't say Jasper.
Hey, admit that you still bear some grudge against Japan for World War II.
You do.
They Pearl Harbor you. They jap you.
I've come around on them a little bit. I still think they should have been able to host the Olympics a few years ago.
Car Craftsman Truck Series poster with any Craftsman tool purchase while quantity.
Like the all-new Colorado, the new state of midsize pickup, the all-new surprisingly big Chevy Aveo, the all-new Malibu and Malibu Max, a new approach to sedan versatility, and the all-new Chevy SSR. Part pickup, part roadster, all inspiration. Right now, qualified buyers can get big cash back or low APR on almost every new 2004 Chevy vehicle. SSR limited availability. Aveo available early spring 2004. So what are you waiting for?
Chevy Drive.
Turn the key. Start a revolution at your Texas Chevy dealer. Chevy. Drive in Texas. Dallas-Fort Worth's Ticket.
SMU has some momentum coming off a win over San Jose State. Jack Link's Beef Jerky and Dairy Queen bringing the ticker. They play number 23 Boise State at 7 tonight. Phil Bennett says the Broncos are tough.
They appear to have found the right quarterback. They're a team that at any play can go the distance. They've replaced their record-setting receivers with guys who are now making as many plays as what they made.
You can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 13. Have the ticket coverage starts at 6:30. Today in college football, we are just about to get underway. Arkansas plays at number 16 Florida at 11 a.m. At the bottom of the hour, you've got Texas Tech playing at number 2 OU. Baylor also playing at Texas at the same time. At noon, you've got TCU playing Army. LSU takes on Georgia at 2:30. Middle Tennessee plays at North Texas at 6 o'clock, beginning Sun Belt play. North Texas has won 18 straight games in that conference. Kansas State plays at Texas A&M at 6. You've got number 8 Auburn playing at number 10 Tennessee at 6:45. And again, SMU and Boise State. Raiders take on the Mariners tonight at 7:30. Kenny Rogers starts against Jamie Moyer. Rangers are coming off a loss to the Mariners, where Ichiro broke the single-season hit record. He has 259 hits on the year. Checking out the American Express Championship leaderboard, Ernie Els is your leader. He's at 14-under for the tournament. Thomas Bjorn is second at 13-under. There's a tie for third between David Howell and Patrick Harrington at 12-under. And Ratif Houston and Todd Hamilton are tied at 11-under for the tourney. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:10, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturday morning from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth. KTDK, Sherman Denison. KTDK, Sanger. If you're a bass man, then grab your pole, worm, and rod, and get your fishing gear ready for the third annual Norris Kiss My Bass. Brought to you by Dish Direct, North Texas Nissan, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Straight up 11 o'clock on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Corby Davidson Show. I'm Gordon Keith, alongside Corby Davidson and Dave Lane with us as well. Now, we had the... before we get into the fake badge doctor who was busted here in town, Everybody watch debates? Is everybody trying to? I did watch it. I'm telling you, I'm starting to get into politics, and I hate myself for doing this because I've had such a nice life of apathy. But I'm kind of getting excited about it. I got my voter registration card. I've been reading my ass off trying to be somewhat informed.
It's impossible
to be an informed voter.
Well, there's too much to be informed about.
Yeah.
You can never be informed about everything. I mean, at some point you're making educated guesses on stuff.
Now, Dave, you're in that 32nd congressional district. Hotly contested race between Pete Sessions and Martin Frost. Are you going to vote on that?
You know what, I'm not informed on either of those guys, and I need to read up a little bit.
Which name do you like better?
Sessions, I guess I've heard more, so.
So vote for him.
Yesterday it's a fair, and there were two kids.
That is how people vote. We're such idiots.
I've heard of that guy.
We do not deserve the right to vote. Most Americans do not deserve the right to vote.
You remember those kids that we were talking to out at the Red Wings store? Or that kid at the very end from Jesuit or whatever school? He's kind of like, hey.
He's like, hey.
Yeah. Well, there were two of those kids that I talked to at the fair yesterday. And one kid had this shirt on, Vote Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you seen that movie yet, Gordon?
No, I haven't.
It's good. You need to see that.
So I'm talking to them. They're both 17. They're juniors or seniors in high school. And I go, well, let's talk about another election that's coming up. Speaking of voting, you know, what do you guys think about the debates and whatever? And one kid goes, well, I like Bush. It's like, well, why? I don't know. He's from Texas.
Jeez.
And so the other guy goes, yeah, I like Bush, too. And these kids went to Bishop Lynch. It's a private school, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So they somewhat have their parents had their heads screwed on right somehow, I think. And
wow.
Well, with the money, obviously. I mean, you know,
if you have money, yeah, then you're automatically a better person.
That's true.
Huh.
So this whole other kid goes. So the kid, I go, so what do you? Why Bush? He goes, because Kerry. I mean, I don't like him. Why? I don't know. And that
okay,
was it.
And then they can go straight to the poll.
I don't know.
Oh, vomit.
So those kids are voting next year.
Yeah.
Next year. 18. You know what? I don't think you should be allowed to vote until you're 30. I'm not lying. 18-year-olds have no business voting.
Well, now, see, that's not true, because an 18-year-old, you can be in college and get informed. It's just because you can choose to not be informed. What they should do is you should have to, the same way you have a driver's test, you should have a voter's test. Okay, let's see how knowledgeable you are about this, and then if you pass this, then you can vote in our election that's coming up.
Well, I would have failed every one of those.
When did the vote go to 18?
When in Vietnam, because that was a big argument. If you can fight, if you can go die for your country, then you can vote for your country.
See, I think at that point in time, 30 years ago, an 18-year-old 30 years ago was much more mature than an 18-year-old today.
I think, I don't know if they're any more mature. I just think they kept their mouth shut.
Why? Why would you say that?
Because
there were more issues?
No, because kids today aren't forced to grow up. They're totally coddled until they get out of college.
Well,
and
tell that to the land of the, you know, 30-year-old adolescent.
Tell that to, you know, the kids over in Iraq. It's the same thing. It's the same basic argument. I'm not saying those people are informed, but it's the same. If they can go over there and fight for their country, then they should be allowed to vote. Personally, I don't think anybody 18 should vote. But if you're going to send them over there, then yes, they should.
All right, then how about we do this? The voting age is 21. We institute the you have to pass a brief test to vote. And
you have to be
if
white.
If you're in... What, David?
You have to be right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
Right?
Yeah. And if you're in the military at the age of 18, you also get the right to vote. In other words, you can vote younger than 21 if you're in the military.
Think that'd be a big calling card for the military? And you can vote.
Just, voters are the biggest non-thinkers in the world.
So
no, I'm Democrat, man. I vote Democrat. Well, why are you Democrat? Because, you know, all these rich people just want money. Oh, well, okay, then yeah. You've thought everything out.
All the rich people want money.
So who was your declared winner on Tuesday?
As far as the debate...
Was it Tuesday or Wednesday?
It was on Thursday, David.
No.
As far as the
You're
guy awful. Who...
Whatever it was.
See, it's not a real debate anymore. I guess if the object is to do the least amount of damage to yourself, then Kerry won. Because most people hadn't seen Kerry. He came out there and showed that he wasn't a complete incompetent. So he did good for himself because people, I think, generally didn't know who he was. People who were just now tuning into the election
right.
for the first time. And Bush came off poorly because we are such a petty country. We look at what kind of face is he making while the other guy's talking? Personally, I was annoyed more by Kerry than I was Bush. Because I just finally saw, you know, I want to believe in Kerry so badly, and I want him to be the clear choice for president. And all I saw up there was just a politician who just, hey, whatever that guy does is wrong, vote for me. Well, what are you going to do? Just, you wait. I mean, this is, I'm not going to do what he did, I'll tell you that much.
We can do better.
We can do better. Okay, great. What are you going to do? I have plans. Great. What are your plans? Well, I got a four-point plan, all right? What are the 4 points? One, we're going to do better, all right? That's point one. We're going to do better. Point two, we need to make an effort to do better. And point three,
we're going
to
try harder.
We're going to try harder. Now, of course, all his supporters go, God, that's great. He has a plan. See, the other guy didn't have a plan. But now Kerry's got a plan.
See,
so that's what disgusts me about him is I just saw, here's another politician. So to me, the debate comes down to how much do you want to vote against Bush, not... You know what? John Kerry is the man of destiny, and this is a real leader for our country that we haven't seen in so long, and I am so proud that we have a guy that was basically preordained to be a leader. I mean, you can just sense it in him, just seeing it, that this guy is a visionary who sticks to his guns and has thought things out so much. He doesn't listen to focus groups or just what I'm for, what the other guy. I'm just against the other guy. Whatever he's for, I'm the other way. And all I saw was just same old business. So if I vote for John Kerry, it's going to be because I think the country is going in a wrong direction with George Bush. And it's, hey, let's just throw the ball up in the air and see who else catches it.
See, I for someone who is perceived to be as dim-witted as George W. is perceived to be or purported to be,
mm-hmm.
I thought he held his own quite well.
I do, too. He's not dumb.
No, he's not stupid.
He's not stupid, and he's so childish.
I do think that Kerry did himself a favor by his main point that he kept coming back to is that the war in Iraq was the wrong place to pursue the war on terror, that it was,
mm-hmm.
That it was misplaced aggression.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the point he kept on coming back to. So I think he made his point, and his supporters have something to cheer about. I more or less called it a draw.
Mm-hmm.
I thought...
You're more of a Bush guy, leaning naturally.
I don't know. I don't know where I'm going to vote, actually. But I thought, to me, that 90 minutes was way too long. They kept repeating themselves after like 45
but see, that
minutes.
That plays into Kerry's advantage, because George W. Bush is a tired head president. He loves to take vacation. He doesn't like... He gets tired head very
ADD.
Easy. He's ADD, yes, and he goes to bed at 6 at night, He's a very creature of habit. And I knew when they said it was going to be 90 minutes, you're going to see him start off pretty strong, and seem good. And then at some point he just, Mr. President, okay, you can't be a commander-in-chief if you give mixed signals. All right? You still have
a minute and a half left,
Mr. President?
He definitely got exasperated. I thought it was funny, though, when... I was some point about two-thirds of the way through when Bush wanted to retort what Kerry said, and I guess it was out of format,
mm-hmm.
and Lair was going to give him another 30 seconds, and Kerry was like, I guess we can just make up the rules as we go along.
But now one thing that there are several issues that I do. If John Kerry adopts politically expedient positions, all right, just to win an election... As long as he adopts the correct ones, I guess that's the best way to go, man.
To me, the only reason, I'm kind of like you, the only reason I would ever vote for Kerry is because I think that that might be the only way to change American perception around the world.
Right.
That
how important that is that to you?
In order for other countries to stop hating us and for us to try and turn things around in the Middle East, if we have a change in leadership, maybe that's what it will take. Not necessarily John Kerry is going to be a better president than George Bush.
Now, if you disagree with David, it's Snake Corby at...
No, Sports Snake.
Sports Snake.
At gmail.com.
Yeah, so I think that's what it basically comes down to. John Kerry did not impress me with this is a visionary leader that is not... You know what? He's not even mired down in his political party and... He doesn't believe all the things the Democrats believe in. He believes in what John Kerry believes in.
What was the last, transcendent electric candidate we had, though? Was it Reagan, or was it all the way back
to
Kennedy?
I think Kennedy.
No, Ross Perot. You may have thought he was a nut and an idiot and had no business being president, but you couldn't say that he just adopted a whole party platform, Hey, I'm a Democrat, so therefore I believe this, therefore I believe this, therefore I believe this.
I guess some people would say it was Clinton.
Right.
But
Clinton was a consensus president, too.
Yeah.
But you know what? We had good years under Clinton.
Financially.
It's the economy, stupid. Wasn't that Clinton's big phrase?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so...
For the Vag Doctor. Next.
Vag Doctor next.
Let's play! It's the Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. Bigger and better P1 Perfect Care. Registered ticket card holders are realizing that gray matter does matter after all. Prizes are revealed 4 times a day, and if you remember where the matching squares are, you're a winner.
People do win.
People do win, baby.
People do win, brother.
Even if you don't make a match, you get Cowboys tickets, and you've helped fellow P1s by revealing 2 squares. So far, we've revealed a laptop, a trip to Ireland, and a Whirlpool spa. Now all you need to do is remember where they are when it's your turn to make the match. Your next chance for a perfect pair is Monday morning at 7:35. The P1 Perfect Pair is brought to you by Central Yamaha.
And welcome back to Crown Eye for the Sports Guy, the show that makes over some poor P1's domicile. Let's see how the Crown crew is doing.
Look, we understand you like sports, but posters of your favorite teams, thumbtacked to the walls, let us give you one word of advice.
Frames!
But on to the most important part, your liquor cabinet. Let's see what you've got.
Yeah, you know, the usual. Bourbon, gin, scotch.
Throw them all out. There's only one thing you need. Crown Royal.
But what will I serve my friends?
If they've got real taste, they'll want the Crown Royal.
And if you're a real friend, you'll only serve Crown.
Yeah, but what do I serve a date?
Till we fix this place up, your best bet is to order Crown Royal at your favorite watering hole. But once you get the mattress off the floor and replace those milk crates with a real table, nothing will look better on that table than a tumbler of Crown Royal.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
Crown Royal, on the rocks, with ginger ale, with a splash.
When you're ready for your makeover, make yours Crown Royal.
Home. Horizon Homes, from the 110s. Solid design, solid reputation. HorizonHomesDFW.com.
Enjoying the rant this fine, fine Saturday afternoon. This is Greg Williams at the Hardline. I'm out at Stroker's Motorcycle Place out on Harry Hines Boulevard. You need to come by here and check out the greatness of Stroker's. It's 9304 Harry Hines Boulevard, right at Shorecrest. Come out here and check out the greatness of the Iron Horse Motorcycle. You are not going to believe this. Check out the greatness of Rick Fairless. He owns this place out here, and he is throwing a party today, complete with a poker run, complete with a bikini contest, complete with all kinds of beer, complete with all kinds of good stuff. All you need to do is come out here to Stroker's and check out the action. We've got ticket chicks, we've got T-Bar, we've got everybody. We are giving away all kinds of ticket t-shirts, all kinds of neat stuff. There is no reason why you can't come out to Stroker's today and enjoy a little
You've heard about it, yet you wonder, can LASIK surgery really turn my world around? You've been wearing glasses and contacts so long, it's habit. Habits are made to break. Free yourself with Wavefront Customized Intralasik from Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. 78% of patients, when given a choice, choose Intralasik over traditional LASIK. Intralasik eliminates most, if not all, of the risks associated with traditional LASIK. Precision and expertise is the source of safety, and there's safety in numbers. Dr. Booth has performed over 56,000 LASIK procedures. His care and level of expertise is so far above par, he can offer a 20/20 guarantee, or it's free. Take down this number for your free screening, 214-328-0444, and take advantage of savings up to $550 per eye and 18 months financing. Your Flex Plan dollars work great for your vision. Let Dr. Booth work for you. 214-328-0444. When it's your vision, make the right decision. Dr. Booth. On the web at Booth with an E, lasercenter.com.
E-Break Classic.
All right, we have a winner.
Yay.
Broadway Joe Namath for his drunken appearance on ESPN Sunday Night Football with Stanley Culber.
Joe, it's been a tough season for Jet fans. What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling. What we know is we can improve. Chad missed Chad Pennington, our quarterback, missed the first part of the season, and we struggled. We're looking to next season. We're looking to make a noise now, and I want to kiss you.
Thanks, Joe. A
yeah.
Huge compliment.
Yeah, you know
Joe Namath, part of the four-decade team. We'll see you guys at halftime.
Our invitation.
Love fast.
E-Break Classics.
It's not a plot to get cuss words on the air. All right, this is Rich. He was supposed to be at a break, and you weren't supposed to hear him, but you did, unfortunately, and he drops an S-bomb.
The extra point to Phillips is up, and it's good. 8:41 to play in the second, 38-0. Oklahoma State wins SMU. This is the SMU Mustang Network. Yeah, see if that's what the school record is for touchdown catches. And for catches and for yards, for that matter. We clear?
2003 playoff honors trading card.
Now you are. That must have been jolting for someone driving down. Steve, the SMU football.
That proves that Rich deserves the emergency break because he drops an S-bomb, then asks if we're clear.
I'm going to reverse the order. Poor Ahmad's just trying to get used to the board. Let's give it to Rich.
Number 9, and you could win tickets to the game. Brought to you by your Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep.
For free
300 at a time. That'll work, too.
Singular Wireless, part of the SBC family.
Additional charges are restricted to flat prices for rebate is $29.99. 2-year service agreement required. Anytime initial over for 1-year coverage not available in all areas. See store for details.
This is The Ticket.
Texas Tech is coming off a comeback win over Kansas. Jackling C. Turkey and Wolfgang Doggy Daycare bring you The Ticker. But this morning they play Oklahoma at 11:30. Tech coach Mike Leach says he was happy for last week's win.
I think it shows both those things, resolve and character. I'm proud of the way that somebody quit and they all stayed in there and fought through it. We need to start faster, though.
Checking out other college football games, there's one game already in progress that is of Southwest note, and that would be between Florida and Arkansas. That game is scoreless with 13 minutes left in the first quarter. Later at 11:30, Baylor plays at Texas. You've got TCU taking on Army at noon. Iowa State playing Oklahoma State at 1. LSU takes on Georgia at 2:30. North Texas plays host to Middle Tennessee at 6. You've got K-State playing Texas A&M at 6. Auburn taking on Tennessee at 6:45. And SMU travels to Boise State. That game is at 7. You can hear it right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Kenny Rogers gets a start tonight as the Rangers play their next-to-last game of the year. It's against the Mariners at 7:30. Last night, the Rangers lost 8-3, and Ichiro got the single-season hit record. He now has 259 for the season. And taking a look at the Amex leaderboard, Ernie Els is your leader at 14-under. Tomas Bjorn is at 13-under, tied for third. Or David Howell and Patrick Harrington, both at minus 12. That's a Ticket Ticker, a service of the Texas Lottery. Mega Millions has come to Texas for more than $1 per play award. You have a chance to increase your non-jackpot prizes by winning 2, 3, or 4 times. When you buy Megaply, drawings are Tuesdays and Fridays. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 11:30, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturday morning from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Cowboys tight end Dan Campbell talks about the boys with bad radio. Tuesdays at 12:30. Brought to you by Miracle Mortgage and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
It's 11:20 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. The Rant on for another 45 minutes or so. 40 minutes, whatever you want. I don't even want to look at it. No big deal.
Corby's getting distracted already.
Yeah, the big game starts in 10 minutes.
What's the big game?
Or the big game for me.
OU, Texas Tech. Are you a little worried? It's in Norman.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
worried.
You're worried.
Would you be worried? Would you be worried if it was in Lubbock?
No, I wasn't worried last year when I was up there at the game. Although I was for a minute, for the briefest of all minutes. Plus, my wife went there, and I don't need that wrath of her getting on me. I kind of do, but not for that. No, don't need that from her.
Are you David or Dave?
Just
would you
wait until the break?
You douche.
Go ahead, keep talking about...
Stop it. Wait until the break. Take the keyboard away from him.
Don't. I'm telling you, it'll expire in all this work we've done.
We're so close. All right, so let's talk
about... We're updating my voter registration.
What are you under?
David.
What's your middle name?
Would you just stop it?
Matthew?
No.
John?
Stop it.
Luke. Let's talk about the gyno doctor.
All right.
And how he...
Pay attention, Gordon.
What I don't understand about this, and this story, you've heard the story, it's been going on for a couple days now. This guy posing as a gynecologist, he worked in a warehouse up in Ovilla.
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 Ovamilla.
And in this warehouse, he put a little sign up. When his boss was away, he put a white sheet, according to his boss, because his boss said, people told me that he had a white sheet up over this little door within this warehouse, and women would come in, I guess.
How did they find out about it?
Well, he posted an ad in the paper, in the Observer or something. They said it was a local paper. It just said free...
Free oil changes?
Free gynecological exam.
Free lube job.
Or did he mention free pap?
Hey, come on.
That's not a dirty word.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Whatever he mentioned, I can promise you he was severely let down in his attempt to get to see more TNA.
But why? You know, and this is my point. If you get thrills out of seeing female genitalia, which we all do, then you need to buy magazines, or you need to hire hookers, or you need to go to all-nude strip clubs. You don't need to sucker in women who are so poor they don't have health insurance, who are willing to go to a self-storage facility, which he was officing out of, and who have such bad crotch rot that they're willing to answer an ad in the back of the Observer.
You have to sweep the mice away to get in there.
I mean, can you imagine?
This is such a Lucy and Ethel scheme. I mean, it's something straight out of a sitcom.
Not where you live.
Posing as a doctor.
Right? Yeah. That's the one that's on there.
Does it need to be mailing or physical?
Both. I know it. It's disgusting. It's disgusting that
I didn't know.
Could you imagine this guy, how he's getting a kick out of trying to open that grilled cheese sandwich in the back of a storage facility?
Did you see the hidden tape that
no.
the FBI had? You didn't
no.
see that? Oh yeah.
So that's the story. They saw the ad. Someone becomes suspicious.
Yes.
They set up an appointment and they do an undercover sting.
Yeah. She's got one of those button cameras, and so it's some. Obviously, it's she works with the FBI.
Button cameras, that's where they're able to hide a...
Isn't that unbelievable?
A camera down there?
Technology.
Yeah.
So, she goes, and you'll be able to give me a full exam? That's right, ma'am, a full gynecological exam.
Was he wearing a doctor's coat?
Yes, he had a white coat on. He had the stethoscope.
Was it like a butcher's coat or was it a real doctor's coat?
I don't know. I mean, you really couldn't tell. It was black and white, grainy. But... he was like, and she's like, so you'll give me a pap smear? Oh, absolutely. Whatever
I'll
you want.
I'll give you one real hard, ma'am.
Whatever you would like.
I specialize in those.
Now, if you'll just pull the flaps back.
Oh, geez, David.
To step into the examining room.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying, yeah.
But it was so cheap. It was like this, I mean, literally, it's like the industrial district down here in Dallas. You have to drive to that. Then you have to go into some warehouse where they're loading boxes. Then you got to snake your way back through the entire warehouse to this one little room.
So he was loading in the boxes?
Yes, stupid Dave. So, and in this little room, he put a little white sheet up to cover, it's like a curtain. And then you, I guess, knock on the door, and he's just waiting in there. There's no reception area. There's nothing. Nothing. I don't know how. First of all, I don't know if any women actually went. Now, they said in the paper that if you did go to this certain doctor, obviously there's grounds for a lawsuit. But I can't imagine that ploy, that cheap-ass ploy, working on anyone. I don't care if you don't have health insurance or not.
Were they mostly Mexican?
Oh.
I don't know if anyone went. But if they did go, then there's
so the only woman that actually went was an
the
undercover
FBI.
Officer.
The FBI, yes.
Would have failed.
And I wonder if she was pretty hot.
I'm sure she was better quality than...
What you would get?
Yes.
Hmm.
Yes. So, and his wife was involved. She was somehow helping him out.
How?
I don't know. She was involved in this somehow. She got arrested.
She was the fluffer?
I love people.
So, genius on his part to see a little more TNA. I'll give him credit for trying.
I don't know about that.
No, you know what? And that's always, you know, when you're, like, in high school and what do you want to be when you grow up? Well, gynecologist, man.
Yeah, they don't know that it's all lesions, scabs, and warts.
I mean, unless you're a Highland Park gynecologist.
It doesn't matter.
Even that, you're seeing women for crotch rot. You're seeing them for vag problems.
When they're baking bread.
What? You
envision like Claudia Schiffer walking in and going, God, I'm horny. Check me out. That's as a kid, that's what you envision.
Right. And it is never a sexual experience for the woman.
No.
And of the number of patients that you see, maybe 1% is hot,
maybe. And if they're going there, I mean, unless it's like just a general routine, you know, which women have to do, they have to go there and get, I don't know, what
not
they do.
Not Claudia. Hers is always perfect.
It is?
Yes! You know this stuff.
You think it's rosy?
Oh. Just fresh-cut flowers.
With a little bit of dew on the leaves.
The minute her pants are unbuttoned, just flowers are flying everywhere.
Yeah. Cartoon flowers and butterflies just fly out.
Little sparrows dart in.
Yeah.
That'd be weird. All right. Guy, the guy was married and his wife helped him, according to Jason. Arrest report on the smoking gun. if you want to check it out. Okay, Tim, on line one, Gordon, you're on the ticket.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, the thing is that's not being mentioned much about all this is the way the actual ad was worded.
Yeah, what did it say?
Have you heard this?
No, what did it say?
Go ahead.
It did contain words like fantasy, and, you know, it wasn't, the way the ad was set up was not meant to be a real doctor's ad. I mean, it was in a section of the paper that deals in fantasy and adult entertainment. So any woman that would, you know, fall for that scheme, I mean, not to say they would have it coming, but still, I don't think it's a very...
Did he guarantee that in the ad?
You will have it coming. Now, Gordon mentioned that only poor people went there.
Yeah.
My contention is most poor people can't read.
That's not true, is it?
Why don't you hang up on the guy, you dork?
Okay. I am hanging up on him.
Did you have a problem over there?
I just erased. Just keep talking.
So you're saying doctors are out there? Doctors are out there. Coming up next, we'll critique the WB ads from this week.
One, two, three. Listen three times as much as the next guy when you dial in to Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. We're Dallas Fort Worth's original all sports station at 1310 AM, 1700 AM, and 104.1 FM. The Ticket Ticker delivers up to the minute sports news about our teams and our town three times an hour at 10, 30, and 50. Breaking sports news first guaranteed. Interviews with big name guests from the guys that live here, work here, and go to the games here. Dunham and Miller, Norm Hitchcock, Bad Radio and the Hardline, plus the P1 Wild Ass Circus at night. Live.
Board?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
Hey, let's liven this place up a little.
Attention Megamart shoppers. We now have a limited quantity of Crown Royal on sale for a special case price in aisle 43. But hurry, quantities are limited.
Thank you. Have you ever seen that many people move that fast?
No, I tried this with every product known to mankind. Beer, steak, lobster, nothing gets them moving like... Oh, hold on.
Oh, sorry, Megamart shoppers. That Crown Royal is available on aisle 3, not 43. Available now in aisle 3.
How long can you keep this up?
My record is from open till close, 14 straight hours.
Crown Royal is now available on aisle 73.
Crown Royal blended Canadian whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
If the manager catches us up here, we're dead meat.
Hey, no worries. Look who's driving a forklift.
Wow, a forklift. He must really love Crown.
Attention, Megamart shoppers. Crown Royal.
The states in the District of Columbia, 18 years and older, ends October 2nd, 2004. For official rules, visit fbc.com/top5.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Strong P1 bikers out there. Greg Williams of the Hardline here. Come out here and see me today at Rick Fairless's Strokers Dallas. That's right, Strokers Dallas on Harry Hines Boulevard, 9304 Harry Hines Boulevard. I'm going to be here till 1 o'clock. You need to come by and check out the roar of the Iron Horse. You need to check out the roar of the Big Dog. You need to check out the roar and a special appearance by Kim Suter of KC Creations. And just check out all the greatness of the Hardline and the Ticket that we bring to you. We've got ticket chicks out here. We're giving away T-shirts. We're giving away free movie passes. If you come out here, you're going to get something. I guarantee it. I guarantee you. You have my personal guarantee. If you come out here and see me at Strokers on Harry Hines, you are going to get something, but you better...
You've heard about it, yet you wonder, can LASIK surgery really turn my world around? You've been wearing glasses and contacts so long, it's habit. Habits are made to break. Free yourself with Wayfront Customized Intralasik from Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. 78% of patients, when given a choice, choose Intralasik over traditional LASIK. Intralasik eliminates most, if not all, of the risks associated with traditional LASIK. Precision and expertise is the source of safety, and there's safety in numbers. Dr. Booth has performed over 56,000 LASIK procedures. His care and level of expertise is so far above par, he can offer a 20/20 guarantee, or it's free. Take down this number for your free screen. screening, 214-328-0444, and take advantage of savings up to $550 per eye and 18 months financing. Your Flex Plan dollars work great for your vision. Let Dr. Booth work for you. 214-328-0444. When it's your vision, make the right decision. Dr. Booth. On the web, it's Booth with an E, lasercenter.com.
E-Break Classics.
Rest. She needs more West. I think Mariah has been acting very, very silly lately.
No. That's stupid.
I think Mariah Carey is having problems now because she had too much sex early in life. Don't stop the music and don't you guys lay out. You know this is true. She gained stardom at an early age. And she had lots of sex.
All right.
How do we know that that's true?
Gosh.
I think that's valid point there.
No.
That's just crazy talk. Okay.
It is.
All right.
We need some scientific evidence to back that up.
We'll see when she does that Barbara Walters interview and she gives that as the reason for why she's so messed up now.
I think I had too much sex when I was young.
Healthy Living. Look for it every Tuesday inside the Dallas Morning News and at DallasNews.com. Know the full story.
I'm Layla. One team in the Big 12 is chasing 4-0. Next up, get a ticket.
So this guy, Corey, who just got promoted down at the office, is a real piece of work. Smart guy, that Corey, they say. His work on the Flugel file was pure genius. Pure genius? I'll be the judge of that. So I casually ask, oh, Corey, say it's Saturday and there's a game on at noon and you've got a tee time at 11:48. Do you miss the game or do you miss your tee time? He stammers, he fidgets, he's stumped. Clearly the answer is neither, because I can get a TiVo box now for just $99, which means I can do everything and miss nothing. Hey, even I know that, Corey, boy genius. I also know that now is the time to get one, while it's still only $99. So, really, who's the genius? Corey, the man who knows all about the Flugel file but doesn't know about TiVo? Or me, the guy who can play golf, catch a game, and have a life all at the same time.
The TiVo box really is the easiest way ever to get the entertainment you care about. For a limited time, save $100 on a TiVo box at Best Buy, Circuit City, and Ultimate Electronics. You've got a life. TiVo gets it. MSRP for 40-hour DVR after $100 rebate. Monthly service required and sold separately. See TiVo.com for details.
The Ticket.
Texas has a chance to be 4-0 if they can beat Baylor. Lone Star of McKinney and Wolfgang Doggy Daycare bringing the ticker. They play at 11:30. Mac Brown says he's happy with his offense so far.
Cedric Benson continues to run the ball so well, and I thought Vince probably played his best game. So we still got a lot of things to work on, but we're pleased with Saturday night.
Other games of note, there's one in progress with 7 minutes left in the first quarter. Arkansas and Florida are scoreless. At 11:30, Tech plays at OU. TCU takes on Army. That game is at noon. LSU takes on Georgia at 2:30. North Texas plays host to Middle Tennessee State at 6 o'clock, beginning their Sun Belt play. K-State plays at Texas A&M at 6 o'clock. Number 8, Auburn, taking on number 10, Tennessee. That game is at 6:45. And SMU travels to Boise State to take on the number 23, Broncos. That game is at 7. Coverage on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket starts at 6:30. Rangers play the Mariners tonight at 7:30. Kenny Rogers gets a start against Jamie Moyer. Rogers is 17-9 on the year. Rangers lost to the Mariners last night, but in the loss, Ichiro finally broke George Sisler's single-season hit record. Ichiro has 259. And the A's, or the Anaheim Angels, rather, concludes the AL West today if they can win over the A's. The Angels took a one-game lead over the Oakland Athletics last night with a 10-0 shutout. Our next ticket ticker is at 11:50, breaking sports news first guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant. Saturday morning from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It's the P1 Perfect Pair. Don't call us, we'll call you. Registered Tickethead cardholders, be by the phone at 735, 1035, 235, and 535. Brought to you by Central Yamaha of Plano, Pack and Stack Self Storage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
11:36 on The Ticket. What is this? Material issue. Sounds like Poison.
Stereo Keys just redid this song.
Doesn't sound like Poison to you guys? Who sings
Heaven isn't too far away?
Who sings that? Warrant? That's what it sounds like. Turn David's mic on. There we go.
There we go. Yeah, I think that is Warrant, isn't it?
Warrant, it seems heaven isn't too far away. Well, that sounded like Warrant to me.
You know, the other night before the presidential debates, I was flipping around, just looking for something to kill time before, and ended up watching the tail end of Extreme Makeover, and they had this guy who was a failed rocker, and part of his, like, makeover experience was meeting his favorite 80s rock and roll icon.
Uh-oh. Guaranteed comedy as soon as you even hear that set up.
Yeah, it was the lead singer of Cinderella.
Oh.
That was so funny. And he, like, walked into the room and saw the dude, you know, still had pretty much the same hair, just a little bit shorter that he had in Cinderella, and still wearing kind of the lacy, you know, jacket and whatever. And, the guy who was pretty effeminate, I mean, especially, like, after the makeover, I mean, he looked pretty gay, but he, like, jumped up and down and put his hands to his mouth and kind of squealed.
Oh, no.
For Cinderella.
That's funny, team. All right, coming up here in just a few minutes, we'll have the, few moments, we'll have the...
Troy Aikman show?
No, the Dawson's Creek, the new WB promos is what we always call them. We do this, it's a tradition, it's a tradition.
You know, the funniest part
about
this
to me...
I'm
out of the loop on these, I'm depressed.
The funniest part about this to me is the way that it all got started, because we just used to laugh at all those real dramatic promos that these teen dramas would have.
I'm the Gilmore Girl.
And so we just went in and recorded one that sounded like, that was really stupid, that wasn't over the top, but it was Davey and I, like, Davey was talking to me as Dawson, like, Kimberly, you know, blah, blah, I think I'm moving or whatever. And I was like, but would it change your mind if you knew that
I had cancer?
I had cancer?
I don't want to wait.
And then Davey's like,
Kimberly.
And then,
don't play it.
Oh, okay.
It's just the music. Don't play the music because we're about to hear it a million times.
Yeah, so it went from that, which was very innocent. We got a big giggle of how cheesy those promos were for all those commercials. Well, now they've evolved into just...
disgusting.
Pure...
just nonsense.
Yeah, it is. It's ridiculous.
All right, so we're going to hear those in just a moment, but I have a guy problem to run by you two.
Oh, hey, come on. It's a guy station.
Because I've gotten conflicting advice on this from a million different people last night. I have to go to a wedding tonight in which I do a reading.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and you slept with the bride.
See, that's always got
to be. That's not the problem.
She redheaded?
No. That was yours, Corby.
Did you read in that wedding?
What wedding?
We can talk about that. That's been long enough, hasn't it?
Oh, no.
All right, let's just... A friend of ours. It was a friend of ours, right, Corby?
Uh-huh.
Remember this? Okay, a friend of ours... this is not my problem. This is a different story. A friend of ours went to a wedding on a rehearsal day.
No. Let's talk about your problem.
Oh, we can't even mask your story as saying it was a friend of yours?
No.
Okay. All right. We'll move on.
Let's move on.
Okay. All right. So we can't hear the famous Corby rehearsal dinner story today.
Right.
Maybe we'll
email me.
Coax that out of him later. Yeah.
Snake@gmail.com.
So I have to do a reading in this. Well, this particular wedding, first of all, it's a good friend of mine. And
you reading from Job?
No, not reading from Job. That would be kind of a downer, I would think, David.
Revelations?
No, it's nothing biblical. So, they have a designer for the wedding. I don't know what a designer is, but so nobody's wearing tuxes. We're all wearing black suits, our own black suits, but we all wear matching ties. That's the only thing.
Okay.
Denotes that we are.
Do you have a black suit?
No.
Are you
so
going to look like a hobo
this
and everybody
is the
else
thing.
Is going to look nice?
So I started asking around last night at the rehearsal dinner, you know, where do I go for a suit? I don't know. I don't do this stuff. I wear T-shirts all the time.
Right.
Where do I go for a suit? So I've had some people say, I immediately think Men's Warehouse because that's
right.
The commercial
where I bought,
here.
That's where I bought mine.
I'll tell you where to go.
Then I also heard Gently Owned, which is some used suit place.
Yeah, it's not going to have the selection that you need.
Then I heard Caldwell & Sons has, You get a starter suit kit, which you get three suits and two custom-made shirts for $1,000.
Yeah, I don't know that you need to do all that.
Then I heard also, you know, there's TNC.
Yeah.
And then some other recommendations. So I just don't know what to do. I want your opinion.
You don't own a suit right now.
I own one that's
not black.
That's old, and it was a sinner, Gordo, who could succeed in that suit.
Who cared about himself.
Yeah.
So
it was back when I had a will to live.
So it would be a good idea for you to own
a fat suit, and I have a thin suit.
Okay. But it would be a good idea for you to own a decent suit that you can get some use out of.
That's my problem, is I find myself, I hate any sort of events like this, and I hate going to church, and other things, not because of the events themselves. I mean, really,
you feel
truly,
uncomfortable in your own skin.
I feel uncomfortable in my own skin because I'm wearing clothing that doesn't fit. I hate the beating of searching through my closet to patch together something that looks suity.
I'll tell you where to go.
Okay.
It's not too high-end where you're going to get fleeced and buy stuff that you don't need,
mm-hmm.
or buy something that's too expensive, but it's not so low-end where you're not going to get any help and you're not going to know what you're buying and you're going to get something.
Like diarrhea-stained pants.
Right. You need to go to Nordstrom. Go to Nordstrom at the Galleria.
That sounds really expensive.
It's not.
Layla's clapping. Why are you clapping, Layla?
I love Nordstrom. No, because I was thinking Nordstrom, too, and David was right, so he got my idea.
Okay, what other ones did I mention that you're okay with, Layla?
Cola and Sun is good, but you don't need that many suits, do you?
Well, here's the thing, though. I actually got excited thinking about, you know what, that sounds good to me, a starter set of suits, because I would like to start dressing up more.
Why? And where?
I have no idea why. Because I've noticed...
You're not going to wear a suit to the morning show.
Maybe. If it's non-thinking, that's what I... Because that's why I wear this stuff, because I don't have to think about it.
So it's a different uniform. You're just changing a shirt
right.
and wearing the same
You know why you wear
yeah.
that, though? But with a suit, you have to actually put on more layers of clothing and a tie. You know, it's just...
No, I doubt I'd wear a suit, but I mean, I would like to wear, like, slacks and a button-down shirt every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have noticed that when I do dress up, I feel pretty good about my life all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Because I feel like, you know, I'm showered, I'm cleaned up, I'm wearing a nice outfit. I feel pretty. For the first time, and I was like, Tambourine.
That's what he
well,
sounds
you know
like.
What? You can accomplish what you need to do at Dillard's or Foley's.
Uh-huh.
Or the Men's Warehouse.
They're all fine, but I think that you would have a better experience, and you would probably end up with a better suit if you went to Nordstrom.
Also,
they have better service.
And the good thing about a suit from Nordstrom or a Cola Center or something like that is, you know, you're talking about changing sizes.
Yeah.
Is with a better suit, you can get it all.
Do you love me, Layla?
Uh-huh. You just hold me. I won't
so
do anything
sorry.
Special. Just hold me and tell me I'm decent.
It's okay. I promise. But you can get...
They will alter it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back and forth.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you needed, like,
okay.
to take the hem out or something.
There's a couple other considerations. I need this suit tonight.
Oh, dear.
Well, you can buy something off the rack that will fit. I mean, you can go back
and get
it.
Are those a diarrhea suit?
Not a good size.
No. I mean, you'd need somebody...
Don't act like I have to be specially fit, Corby. Not in his size.
I mean, you definitely need somebody to take your measurements. If you've never bought a suit, if you don't know what your size is.
I have bought a suit before, but it's just a long time
ago.
Yeah,
but you need somebody to tell you what size you need
to wear. I need
them to
update the figures.
Right.
Yeah.
Go to Nordstrom. I'm telling you.
Corby, have you ever bought a suit? You know how to do this?
All I did was go to a Men's Warehouse, and I bought it. They altered it. I picked it up the next day, but they can do same-day alterations.
So you have to do same-day.
$250.
Now, another thought here is that today, I just buy the $250 suit, the cheap, you know, fat guy suit.
And then you're going to start working out tomorrow?
Yeah. but I buy the cheaper, and then I start really, then I go in, you know, here in a few weeks and really do the three-suit starter kit or something.
But then you're going to have a cheap suit that you don't need anymore.
Believe me, I'll end up wearing a lot.
I just think, I mean, you're not going to spend any more...
Those are too nice to wear. I'll leave them in my closet.
You're not going to spend any more time at Nordstrom than you're going to spend at Men's Warehouse.
But I'll spend more money.
Yeah, but you're talking about spending more money in a couple of weeks anyway. So
a starter kit, though.
You can get a starter kit today.
Not three suits that they're going to alter.
Why not?
I don't know. All right, should I do costume changes then if I get the three suits during the reading?
Hang
throughout
on,
the wedding? All right, so Nordstrom. All right, let's see if anyone... Hi, you're on the ticket. Do you have an opinion?
Yeah, Gordon, I've got three suits. I'll lend you one of mine.
No, that doesn't count. Hi, you're on the ticket. Do you have an opinion?
No. What?
Who is this?
This is Ben.
That's Ben from Ben and Skin. Now, he does have to shop for special suits.
How you guys doing?
Where do you go to get your suits?
Lane Bryant?
I go to Whale Tall and Big.
Whale Tall and Big.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Where do you go for your suits?
I go to K&G.
What?
K&G.
K&G.
They got a wide selection, and you can get, I mean, they alter everything right there for you. He can get a suit today.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes. Men's Warehouse for sure, or K&G. They're the same family.
All right. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, this is David Peterson. I own David Andrew Clothiers, a custom clothier. I was calling to give Gordon some advice on his suit.
Okay, what is a clothier exactly? Is it just a place that sells suits?
Well, yeah. Well, myself, I'm a personal haberdasher. But
I don't need a hat.
You sell hash?
Or pot. So what's your advice?
Hash.
What's your advice on suits? What's your advice on suits?
Well, my advice to you would be you can get a wonderful suit at K&G, but you have to look for the proper fabric. That's going to determine how well the suit's going to fit.
All right, what kind of fabric do I want?
You're going to look for at least a Super 100s or a Super 120s. And at K&G, those are going to be about their $200 suits. And then if you're wanting to get the starter kit later, that's fine. But it's the fabric that's going to determine how the suit lays on you, not necessarily the price.
Okay, so the fabric is important. Now, what about cut? I'm a 200-pound 6'1 guy.
Well, I've seen you, Gordon, and man, it's not that...
You disgust me.
And I would never have you as a client.
God clearly doesn't love you, but...
But basically, of course, unless you're very swelled around the middle, you don't want an athletic cut, but you do want to look for a cut that fits your shoulders, because too many places sell you suits that fit your chest, and then they don't fit the rest of your body. The suit hangs off your shoulders, so you want to make sure that it fits your shoulders, and then they'll taper the rest of it to you.
Okay, so basically there's no standard, oh, you're fat, you need to go double-breasted, or I don't know how it works. I just don't know what it...
Well, no, if you're fat, you probably don't want to go double-breasted.
Right, but I'm saying, so you're fat, you go single-breasted.
Yeah, and I'd recommend for you and your height a three-button or a four-button suit.
Okay, thank you very much.
The three-button is the classic,
uh-huh.
and I learned a little trick.
Uh-huh.
You know, you never know which buttons to button.
Yeah.
So you start from the top.
Uh-huh.
The top is sometimes, the middle is always, and the bottom is never. You never button the bottom button.
Really?
So you always button the middle one. And,
fascinating.
And the top one, you can unbutton it or unbutton it, depending on how you feel.
See, that's the thing. Is like we bag on people who have to wear a suit every day. But yet I think that would be nice to have, just take the variables out of it almost.
Yeah.
You have, you know, five suits, and you just rotate them around.
I still don't know how to tie a good knot in a tie.
Oh, I do.
I would love to take a class on that.
Oh, I'll teach you.
All right.
Come over to my house shirtless sometime, and I'll teach you.
Give me a reach around?
Yeah. Yes, okay, this is what you do, is I drape myself over your back and start working the knot.
Is that what you're calling it now?
11:50 on Sports Radio 1310, a ticket, comedy next.
We've got our poll in hand in healthy anticipation of the third annual Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket, Norwich Kiss My Bass Fishing Tournament. Master Casters come together Saturday, October 23rd at Lantana Lodge and Marina on Lakeway Roberts. And the ticket's top anglers win cash prizes every hour. Grand prize winner lands a Skeeter SX-170 bass boat provided by Fun & Sun Boating Center. If you're a bass man, go to theticket.com and read more about it. October 23rd, The Ticket, Norwich Kiss My Bass Fishing Tournament. Brought to you by Dish Direct.
Oh, here's the champagne, honey. Now I just need to find a bottle of Crown Royal. Honey, where's the Crown Royal? I need to make Jeff a drink.
You must be out, honey.
They're out of Crown?
Here you go, Jeff. Whiskey and water. Sorry, we're out of Crown.
That's okay, Bob. I understand.
Bob, I know it's early, but we gotta go.
But you just got here.
We could only get a sitter for an hour. Sorry.
Hey, we've gotta go too, Bob. I think my wife's allergic to your cat.
We don't have a cat. You must have seen the neighbor's cat outside. She's that allergic.
allergic?
But look at her crying. Something's causing that.
Sorry, Bob. We've got to go, too. It's getting late, and Sunday morning church comes awfully early.
But it's Friday night.
Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, imported by the Crown Royal Company, Stamford, Connecticut. 40% alcohol by volume. Enjoy our quality responsibly. Don't drink if you're under 21.
How could we run out of Crown, honey?
Yeah, we didn't run out. I'm just saving it for myself.
But what are we going to do with all this food?
Yeah, let me pour myself a Crown and pass me the cocktail, Lulu.
Next time you buy beer, pick up some Coors Light and taste the cold, crisp, refreshing difference. Coors Light.
Sports Radio 13's and the Ticket.
Hey, party, this is Dan McDowell at Lone Star Park today and hanging out here for a couple of hours because it is opening weekend for the Breeders' Cup. It is Breeders' Cup preview weekend. They've got lots of live thoroughbred racing here, including a preview of some of the Breeders' Cup contenders. So I might just stop out here today. Lone Star Park, we've got the ticket table set up. We've got ticket chicks here. I am currently holding my first ever racing symposium, too. So I will help you pick your winners today. This is opening weekend for the Breeders' Cup at Lone Star Park. The gates are open. 972-263-RACE if you want more information. And remember, the horses are ready. Are you? I just made...
You've heard about it, yet you wonder, can LASIK surgery really turn my world around? You've been wearing glasses and contacts so long, it's habit. Habits are made to break. Free yourself with Wayfront Customized Intralasik from Booth Eye Care and Laser Center. 78% of patients, when given a choice, choose Intralasik over traditional LASIK. Intralasik eliminates most, if not all, of the risk associated with traditional LASIK. Precision and expertise is the source of safety, and there's safety in numbers. Dr. Booth has performed over 56,000 LASIK procedures. His care and level of expertise is so far above par, he can offer a 20/20 guarantee, or it's free. Take down this number for your free screening, 214-328-0444, and take advantage of savings up to $550 per eye and 18 months financing. Your Flex Plan dollars work great for your vision. Let Dr. Booth work for you. 214-328-0444. When it's your vision, make the right decision. Dr. Booth. On the web, it's Booth with an E, lasercenter.com.
E-break.
Yeah, Bob likes English Premier League soccer, but you don't see me getting up at 8 in the morning on Saturday to watch that crap.
Let me be very clear about this. Just because I think the Neptunes are good producers and they're producing Justin Timberlake does not mean I like to dip my biscuits in man gravy.
Well, let's take a few phone calls and listen to that song and see what the public thinks, okay?
All right.
You watch yourself, man.
Very shocking comment from Ben on the Bad Radio.
I don't understand the comment.
No, but anytime the term man gravy is uttered, it's...
Yeah, I understood that part of it, but what do the biscuits represent?
His butt cheeks?
That's what I was thinking, and that didn't make any sense.
I don't know. You have to ask him.
Have you seen Ben, by the way, those are not biscuits.
Bring it home, mate. Announcing Outback Steakhouse Curbside Takeaway. Dallas-Fort Worth's ticket. Ticket, ticket.
Both Texas A&M and Kansas State are 2-1 on the season. Booth Eye Care and Laser Center and Wolfgang Doggy Daycare bring you the ticker. The two teams met at Kyle Field tonight at 6. A&M coach Dennis Franchione says the Aggies could be on to something.
I do believe our players and our team can get better, and I think that's a real key in this conference is to get better as the season goes on.
Other games in college football, Tech and OU just now starting that game with 9 minutes left in the first quarter is scoreless, although Adrian Peterson looks like he's on his way to a touchdown run. Oh, never mind, he's tackled at the 10. Checking out other games that are in progress, Arkansas and Florida. Florida leading that one, that game in the second quarter by a score of 7-0 in favor of the Gators. Later today, you've got Baylor playing Texas. That game should be starting. It's at 11:30. TCU taking on Army. That game is at noon. Iowa State playing Oklahoma State at 1. LSU taking on Georgia at 2:30. Middle Tennessee and North Texas play at 6. K-State and A&M also at 6. Auburn playing Tennessee at 6:45, and SMU travels to Boise State. That game is at 7 o'clock. You can hear it right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Picket. Rangers have lost 5 of their last 6. They play the Mariners tonight at 7:30. Rangers are coming off a loss last night to the M's. Ichiro got the single-season hit record in the game. Our next ticket ticker is at straight up 12 noon, breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the time you spend listening to The Rant, Saturday morning from 10 to noon on Sports Radio 1310, The Picket.
The P1 Pit Stop Challenge puts you to the test at Guy's Night Out. Thursday, October 14th, 3 to 11 at Texas Motor Speedway. From Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Boy, Davey and I have been bonding over suit talk during the
break.
That's great. This is the first time I've ever really cared for you. All right, it's 11:57 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Corby says we don't have time for any comedy.
No, I mean, we have a minute and a half left, and we have a hard out. So we have to get out right at noon, so I'm sorry.
Make way for Troy Aikens.
I'm sorry. Well, look at Grooves in his short haircut.
Kids!
Where is he?
He's over there to the right.
Grooves, let me see you. Like a Brillo pad?
He's had that same haircut ever since I've known him.
Well, last time I saw him, it grew out a little bit, and he's cut it back a little, which it should be shorn short, Grooves, because your hair is such a wiry mess.
Yeah.
Grooves is not a very good physical specimen.
Grooves potential.
Yeah, if Grooves worked out, he could be a little spitfire.
He could be a little miracle.
No, he couldn't be that.
No.
Couldn't he? By the way, thank you to Robbie for saying that Duran is her favorite show.
Yeah, Robbie, the ticket chick of the month. She's my favorite.
Nice legs.
She's my favorite.
Loofah.
She is really... Does she have cartoon butterflies and sparrows and flowers that billow
clean.
Out when she
she's
unbuttons.
Very clean. I love you, Robbie, if you're listening.
Yeah,
this is your favorite show.
Robbie is Dave's Claudia. She's the Claudia of Dave.
We can double date, Corby.
I mean, I'm in if you're serious.
Okay.
Do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I think if Corby was drunk and out somewhere and Claudia had him up against the wall and started kissing him, it would take a while for Corby to...
Oh, my God. Right. Oh, I'm married. Okay, one more. No, I can't.
And then her shirt comes off and I just collapse and die.
Yeah, you just collapse in a puddle of your own greemen.
I hope that's
your
the way.
Your body just starts melting. It just starts turning into greemen like a wicked witch.
No! I hope that's the way I'm found.
Your whole lower body liquefies.
I hope I die that way. You hear me, God?
Troy Aikens next.
You hear me, God?
Is The Ticket, KTTK, Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK, Sherman-Denison, KTDK, Sanger. The Ticket.
TCU is 0-1 in Conference USA plays. They take on Army today at noon, just about to start, actually. Gary Patterson says the team needs this one.
I'm disappointed that we came up short, especially at home. But, you know, you have to find a way to gain confidence. And for our kids, the biggest thing for us is to get a win here with a couple weeks off to get ourselves healthy.
Checking out games that are in progress in college football, Adrian Peterson just runs for a touchdown, pending the extra point. OU will be leading Texas Tech by a score of 7-0 right now, 6-0 in favor of the Sooners. Checking out other games in progress, with 9 minutes left in the first quarter, Texas already leading Baylor by a score of 14-0. A big game going on in the SEC with 13 minutes left in the second quarter. Number 16, Florida, leading Arkansas by a touchdown. That score is 7-0. Checking out games later today, Iowa taking on Oklahoma State at 1 o'clock. Number 13, LSU plays number 3, Georgia. That game is at 2:30. North Texas begins Sun Belt play when they take on Middle Tennessee State at 6. Kansas State plays Texas A&M at 6 o'clock at Kyle Field. Number 8, Auburn, taking on number 10, Tennessee. That game is at 6:45. And tonight at 7, SMU visits number 23, Boise State, out on the Smurf Turf. You can hear that game starting at 6:30 right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Raiders take on the Mariners tonight in the next-to-last game of the season. They've lost five of their last six games. Kenny Rogers gets a start against Jamie Moyer for the M's tonight. Raiders are coming off a loss to the Mariners, where Ichiro got the single-season hit record, passing George Sisler. Checking out the leaderboard at the American Express Championships, Ernie Els is your leader. He finishes the day at 15-under for the tournament. Tomas Bjorn is in the clubhouse at 13-under. Everybody pretty much finishing their rounds in Ireland. David Howell and Patrick Harrington, along with Todd Hamilton, are all tied at 12-under for third. And in bone at 6 is Retief Goosen. He is at 11-under for the tournament. That's Ticket Ticker, a service of the Texas Lottery. Mega Millions has come to Texas for more than $1 per play board. You have the chance to increase your non-jackpot prize winnings by 2, 3, or 4 times. When you buy Megaply, drawings are Tuesdays and Fridays. Our next Ticket Ticker is at 12:20. Breaking sports news first, guaranteed. I'm Layla, reminding you to remember the type.
Board?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, let's liven this place up a little.
Attention Megamart shoppers. We now have a limited quantity of Crown Royal on sale for a special case price in aisle 43. But hurry, quantities are limited.
Watch this.
Have you ever seen that many people move that fast?
No, I tried this with every product known to mankind. Beer, steak, lobster, nothing gets them moving like... Oh, hold on.